This is SCORES, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyers is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyers is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAI.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
At M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Goffney Furniture in Sydney is impressive. Find out for yourself. Go to Goffney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service free of charge. Extremely high quality furniture, priced just right at Goffney. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
This is SCORES, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Hello once again, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee from Carlton Davidson Stadium in Springfield. It's the venue for Game 2 today here in the Division 4 regional semis. Minster and Fort Loramie. The Minster Wildcats with a mark of 22-7. The Fort Loramie Redskins with a mark of 23-6. The winner will meet Cincinnati Christian, which beat Rushi earlier today, in a regional championship game tomorrow at 5. Cincinnati Christian knocked off the Rushi Raiders 6-1 as Rushi committed 5 errors in the game. A route-going performance by stellar pitcher Mitchell Smith for the Cincinnati Christian Cougars in Game 1. We understand that shortstop Alex Johnson will throw tomorrow's game. Cincinnati Christian advanced to 15-8. With that first game win today, Rushi closed out its season 19-10. And now, Chuck, the stage is set for the rubber match between Fort Loramie and Minster. They played twice in the regular season. Minster defeated Fort Loramie starter Jared Middendorf in Game 1 by a final score of 6-2, misleading. Fort Loramie led 2-0. Minster got 6 in the bottom of the 6th. In the second meeting, 11-1 in favor of Fort Loramie at the Fort Loramie Invitational late in the year. Austin Brown, the starting pitcher for Minster, 7 wins on the year, 1 loss, has not been seen by Fort Loramie this year. He didn't pitch in either game. Jared Middendorf, who started game 1 against Minster this year for Fort Loramie, goes today. 2 left-handers, similar repertoire for each. Brown might throw just a bit harder. Brown is a 6'3" sophomore. Middendorf, a 6'3" junior. It should be a very good game, Chuck. Both teams hit the ball extremely well. Unless one of the two pitchers is dominating, it may take 6 or 7 runs to win this game. I'm thinking back to district championship contest. Minster needed 14 to beat Convoy Crestview by a score of 14-13, and Fort Loramie needed 11 to win its game over Tri-County North. Each team capable of double-digit runs. Good pitching today will probably nullify most of that.
Well, it's going to be an outstanding baseball game. I mean, I'll be shocked if it's a runaway either way. Minster, you know, trying to go back-to-back, won it last year, trying to do it again. No love lost between these two schools that are 6 miles apart, basically. But you know, it's a good rivalry. There's a lot of respect, but there's not a lot of love.
Mike Wiss, 24 years, head coach at Minster. 3 state championships in the last 7 years. Fort Loramie has been outstanding over the years in high school baseball. Bill Sturwald did a great job. Succeeded now by Jeff Sanders in his first year. Born and raised in Fort Loramie, lived much of his life down in the Cincinnati area. Mike Wiss and Jeff Sanders were teammates at the University of Dayton. They pitched for the UD Flyers when they were in school. Wiss the right-hander, Sanders the left-hander. They know each other really well. And here they are matching wits today in a regional championship game.
Well, that's cool. I mean, you'd love to hear that type of thing.
Yep.
Lots of, I'm sure, a lot of respect for each other. And, you know, neither one of them wants to lose to the other guy. I guarantee you that.
Yep.
I think it's just going to be a terrific, terrific baseball game here.
You mentioned Minster looking for a repeat state championship, having won it all last year. In fact, Minster's won 3 of the last 7 state championships in Division IV. Over the last 11 years, Fort Loramie and Minster have combined to win 5 of those last 11 state titles. You may recall Fort Loramie won state championships back in 2007 and 2010. I had the pleasure of being a part of the broadcast and webcast for those 2 contests, and then Minster in 11 and 12, and of course again last year in 17 when Minster nipped Rushi 2-1 in the state championship game. Minster won that game in the bottom of the 7th inning. Rushi not faring so well here today. Won't be a repeat trip to the Final 4 for Rushi, which was beaten by Cincinnati Christian, which played solidly. 6-1, Cougars won it. Rushi, 4 trips in 5 years to the regional, 3 in 4 years under head coach Kevin Flippo. But give all the credit in the world to Cincinnati Christian, which got great pitching from junior Mitchell Smith, who added 3 hits. And give Cincinnati Christian kudos. They took advantage of every single error that Rushi made, 5 of them in all.
They put the ball in play, and
that's
the name of the game. If you put it in play, you got a chance to win a baseball game. If you're up there striking out, you're not going to win the game. But they put it in play. Very uncharacteristic defense played by Rushi in that first game, and that's why they're done for the season.
How did these two teams get here in the tournament trail? Well, Minster won its district contest over Convoy Crestview 14-13 in an unheard-of thriller. As I recall, Fort Loramie led in that game by a score of 7-4, I think it was, going into the top of the 7th when Convoy Crestview scored 9 to go up by 13-7. And then Minster came back with 7 in the bottom of the 7th before a player was retired.
Yeah, well, that'd be a fun game to watch, but let's hope it's a little less strenuous for both these teams tonight.
Minster's 2 previous tourney wins were over St. Henry 5-1. That was an upset at the time, and 4-1 over Marion Local. Meanwhile, Fort Loramie, in this order, has beaten Ansonia 3-0, Triad 6-1, and Tri-County North by a score of 11-7. Minster's won 10 in a row, and the last count I made, Chuck, Fort Loramie's won like 14.
I think he said 17 out of 19.
Yeah,
is what you said earlier.
Yeah, it's in the teens. They've been red hot over the last 7 weeks. Fort Loramie tied for the Shelby County League title with Rushi and Anna. They all split. Each of them went 1-1 against each other. In fact, once the tourney started, Fort Loramie had a game with Rushi to decide the league. And I'm trying to think how that finished out. Fort Loramie won that game, beat Rushi. Yeah, 18-8. Fort Loramie won that game to forge the three-way tie, Anna, Rushi, Fort Loramie. How about this for a factoid? At Minster, three state titles in the last 7 years under head coach Mike Wiss, did not win the MAC, the Midwest Athletic Conference, in any one of those 3 years. In fact, this year, only 5-4. You've got to go down the list of teams six deep to find where 5-4 was in the standings. A few teams were grouped at that mark. Fort Recovery St. Henry won it at 8-1. Like head coach Mike Wiss, it's all about playing your best ball come Memorial Day weekend, and you build, you progress, you improve, and the tournament games count the most.
Well, I'm sure that he would like to win the league.
Sure.
Much rather go and win in Columbus again.
Oh, you're exactly right about that. 22-7 by way of record for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Or I should say 22-7 for Minster, 23-6 for Fort Loramie. These two clubs have robust hitting at the top of the lineups. That is for certain. Well, the Fort Loramie batting averages, Chuck, are simply unbelievable. Carter Mesher, 508. Dylan Albers, 417. C.J. Billing, 372. Jared Middendorf, 371. Nathan Rotterman, 395. Eli Rosengarten, 363. Mike Hoyne, 354. Jack Kramer must have been pitching.
I was going to say, where's the hole in that lineup?
Minster, not too shabby either. Average is not quite as good. Minster's got Jack Oldberding at the top of the order at 318. Isaac Schmiesing, 337. Alex Lemkuhl and Jared Hilsman at 435 and 410, respectively, are the top two hitters. Jack Heitbrink in the fifth hole is at 366. Both teams solid defensively. I doubt that we're going to see a four or five error performance by either one of these two teams. I bet we don't see more than a couple errors a club in this game.
I would think you're probably right. Yeah. I mean, both teams are going to put the ball in play. You can tell that by their batting averages. But defensively, you can't give extra outs. We talked about that in the first game.
Mm-hmm.
And then Rushi went out there and absolutely fell apart in his first two innings. And that was the end of the game.
The pitchers could be a force in this game. Middendorf and Brown have been on more often than not against good competition all year long. The pitching will be the neutralizing factor. It could very well be a 4-3, 3-2 ball game. We'll see. A small ball, critical. Several years ago, the compression in the bats was reduced to make the game a little safer. And that made small ball that much more important.
Right, and that was a nice move by the state to do that, because those balls come off those aluminum bats and with that compression in the old days, like off a rocket. So they made it safer, which is what they should do. And you don't see the bombs like you saw a few years ago.
No,
but it's still fun to watch.
Speaking of bombs, it will take a clout to hit one out here today in Springfield, although the fences in the last few years have been moved in. It's less than 400, about 385 or 390 to center. Used to be in excess of 330 down the lines. It's 320 to 325 to the left and right field foul poles, although I don't think it's marked anywhere on the fences? If so,
yeah, 290. And I'm looking at the power alley, and
I can't read it.
Yeah, it's 290 this to center.
390.
390, yeah. And it's three. It looks like 360 possibly into the power alleys, and it looks like 320 down the line.
That's what I thought it was last year when the signs were more clear, more visible.
Yeah, 350 in the alleys.
Okay, so they have shortened up the fences here over the last few years at Carlton Davidson Stadium in Springfield. The wind is blowing out the left center, and nonetheless, I don't anticipate either one of these two excellent pitchers to give up the long ball here today. And so many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors making this webcast of Fort Loramie Minster Baseball possible. In Fort Loramie, these Redskin game-specific sponsors include Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, on the web at tomjerrys.com. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. And Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile at Geyer's since 1922. Thank you, and Rushi, to the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your ideas come to life. In Anna Wells Brothers, Inc., plus the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. Go to facebook.com/Shelby, COVSO. Our anchor sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. In addition, gratitude to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney, go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy in Tip City. What's your favorite thing? The In-Between, just south of Butkins. The food is not in-between. It's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his very best shot. Minster Wildcats, the home team. They're in the top line of the bracket pairing. Fort Loramie, the visiting club, will hit first. Minster is in the orange jerseys, black caps, white pants. Meanwhile, the Fort Loramie Redskins are attired in the blue shirts, white numbers, blue headgear, white trousers with red trim. Now, Rushi's pitching did not get off to a good start in game one. I'm sure Daniel Kearns was not quite as on the mark as he hoped to be.
Right, but he deserved a better fate than what he got. Nobody hit the ball hard against him his inning and a half.
Exactly, no question about it. Jack Daport came in. He was lights out for nearly five innings to close it out for Rushi. Mitchell Smith was stellar going the distance for Cincinnati Christian, and I would anticipate here in game two, Chuck, we'll see pitching performances from both Austin Brown of Minster and Jared Middendorf of Fort Loramie, a little more similar to the way Smith threw in game one for the Cougars. Well, here we go. We're all set. Fort Loramie Redskins to hit first. Carter Mesher, Dylan Albers, and C.J. Billing to start. Mesher, a junior right-hand batter. Albers, a senior lefty. Billing, a junior right-hand swinger. Mesher left field, Albers center field, Billing at third. And here's the first pitch of the game from Austin Brown. And it's a fastball right at the letters, and it's a strike. Brown, a lefty, he's got some pop. He'll mix it up just as sophomore. Good wide receiver on the gridiron, 6 feet 3 inches tall. He can go get him. And he's been a fine hurler, 7-1 this year for Minster, 1.3 ERA, 62 Ks, 18 walks. And he falls behind 2-1 to the leadoff hitter, Carter Mesher, for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Bat high overhead, 2-1 pitch by Brown. It is on the inside corner, delayed call by the plate umpire, strike two.
Yeah, I think he's going to be a little late, so we're going to have to wait and see what his calls are.
Yes, we are. Here is Shinneberry, the catcher, flashing the signal, and the pitch by Brown is inside. Looked like a slider, just missed, and the count goes full. Big opening batter pitch here, 3-2. Brown winding, firing, down in the dirt, low and inside. He walked him. So a board to start the game for Fort Loramie is the leadoff hitter, Carter Mesher. And now Dylan Albers steps in. Let's take a look at the Minster Wildcats defensively. Center fielder Jack Olberding, Jared Hilsman in left, Jacob Hoying in right. Not bunting is Dylan Albers. The left-hand batter swings away on pitch number one and trickles it foul into the Minster dugout.
Well, they sure have him shaded way to the right field line, especially in center field.
Isaac Smeezing at short. Alex Lemkuhl at second. Those are the two defensive players for Minster up the middle. Into the stretch is Brown. Looks at first. Pitch to Albers. Ground ball to second. Flip to short for one. Relay is a double play. That was a snappy twin killing. Taylor made. Ball hit to the second baseman's right. Good pickup on the play by Lemkuhl. He dealt to Isaac Schmiesing, and the relay on back to first. And it was a double play in a heartbeat. Well done by Minster.
Got him by a full step at first.
Yes. That's what happens sometimes, Chuck, when you don't lay down the bunt. The inning gets away from you real quick.
All right.
Here's the windup by Brown with two away now. Low and in on the breaking ball to the third hitter for Fort Loramie. Right-hand batter and junior C.J. Billing. Jack Heitbrink at first base. Adam Kanapke at third for Minster. And again, the battery, Austin Brown on the mound. And the catcher, Austin Shinneberry. 2-0 the count on C.J. Billing. Here's the pitch to Billing. Swing and a foul back. Billing had 7 ribbies in the district championship victory by Fort Loramie over Tri-County North when the Redskins piled up 11 runs. 2 balls and a strike. The pitch to Billing. Way inside. 3-1. Well, so far when Brown's missed the zone, he's missed by plenty.
Right.
Outfield very deep for Billing. He's got power. Extra base potential. Swing on an off-speed pitch and a miss. 3-2. Good cut by Billing. Fine pitch by Brown, who had him off stride. 3-2. The windup by Brown. Billing looks at it low and in. Second base on balls of the inning given up by Brown. And that's something he has not been noted for this year. 62 Ks, 18 walks. His counterpart, Jared Middendorf for Fort Loramie, that hurler, has walked only 9 all year.
Wow.
Runner at first, Brown, the left-hander, in the stretch to throw here to Middendorf, the opposing pitcher, who takes a strike. Earlier, we had a pretty good breeze blowing out to left or left center. The American flag is limp. It's not moving at all now. Pitch to Middendorf, breaking ball, swung over the top. 0-2 on Middendorf. Middendorf stepped in at 371, junior left-handed hitter and thrower. Pitch by Brown, big slow curve, grounded to first. Heitbrink, 2 feet from the bag, spears it, touches first, inning over. We played a half inning here at Springfield's Carlton Davidson Stadium. The second regional semifinal, a half inning in the books. It is Fort Loramie nothing, Minster coming to bat on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. And it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.oh.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. In the bright orange jerseys, the Minster Wildcats come plateward here in the bottom of the first. And the Wildcats will send up Jack Oldberding, Isaac Schmiesing, and Alex Lemkuhl. Fort Loramie on the mound, Jared Middendorf. 6-2 mark for him, held the upper hand, a 2-0 lead into the bottom of the sixth inning in the first meeting this year between the two clubs. And then Minster put a sixth spot on the board to win that game by a score of 6-2. Austin Brown, the Minster pitcher today, was not seen by Fort Loramie in either one of the two games played between the clubs. Fort Loramie defensively, C.J. Billing at third, Eli Rosengarten at short, the second baseman Shane Hilgefort, the first baseman Nathan Ratterman, Carter Mesher in left, Dylan Albers in center, and Devin Werman in right field, the battery Darren Hoying, a freshman, behind the plate, and the pitcher Jared Middendorf. Darren Hoying will not bat, he'll be DH'd for by Mike Hoying. And the opening pitch is a ball, and we're underway with Minster's first at bat in the last of the first inning. Winner takes on Cincinnati Christian, which knocked out Rushi in game one today, 6-1. Middendorf whips a curveball in there. It's grounded to second. Toward the second base bag goes the Fort Loramie second baseman, gobbled up neatly on the play by Shane Hilgefort, who shovels the throw onto first to retire Oldberding of Minster. One up, one down. Middendorf pitches to contact. He gets a lot of weak outs. Keeps the ball down in the zone. He and Austin Brown both in the 6'3", 6'3.5 range. Middendorf's pitch is strike. Off speed, knee high, outside corner. Isaac Schmiesing, the shortstop, 337 on the year. Curveball by Middendorf is a beauty. It's called strike two. Here is the two-strike pitch coming here by Middendorf. Outside corner set up by Hoying. Middendorf hit the spot, but it's wide. Two strikes and a ball. Mike Wiss, head coach of Minster in the third base box. Back in the box is Schmiesing to hit. Here's the swing at a breaking ball from Middendorf. No contact. Strike three. Kind of like what you've seen from both pitchers so far, Chuck.
Well, they're throwing strikes. And if you throw strikes and the people play defense behind you, that's a recipe for success.
Alex Lemkuhl, 435 on the year for Minster, a senior top hitter in the order. That's from the right side. Big breaking curveball by Middendorf. Very late cut. Patience shown at the plate there by the hitter Lemkuhl, who rifled a foul off to the right. Lemkuhl, very fine defensive back on the Minster football team. Here's a curveball, didn't quite break enough, it was outside. A ball, a strike on Lemkuhl. Third baseman for Fort Loramie, up even with the bag. Billing might even be two steps in front of it. Lemkuhl takes up and in. Two balls and a strike on Lemkuhl. We're in the bottom of the first. Two down for Minster. Fort Loramie got a base runner in the top of the first. He was erased on a double play. Middendorf throws, checks, swing on a pitch up and in. It glanced off the bat, foul. 2-2, Middendorf is even up with the Minster hitter. Minster dugout, first base side, cheering section up above. Fort Loramie bench to her left with its crowd up above. Here's a breaking ball, knee high, looked at, strike three. What a pitch by Middendorf, good start for him. Very brisk first frame, no score after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. And Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Austin Brown goes to the mound for Minster. We begin the top of the second for Fort Loramie. And the first hitter for the Redskins is Nathan Ratterman, who looks at one pitch up in the zone, then a second pitch, which is also high. And it's a 2-0 count on this batter for Fort Loramie. Big left-handed swinger is Ratterman, who takes ball three, 3-0. 3-0 on Ratterman. Here's a breaking ball. Is it at the letters? Yes, it is. 3-1. Ratterman swings from the left side. It will be interesting to see how Brown, the left-hand pitcher, handles these left-hand batters for Fort Loramie. Well, he just walked Ratterman. He got Dylan Albers, a lefty, to hit into a double play earlier. Retired Middendorf to end the first, a lefty. Walks Ratterman. And with none out, Eli Rosengarten steps in. Rosengarten, a 363 hitter, a junior right-hand batter. Wears number four on the back. Brown, like Middendorf, a lefty. Good move to first. Small lead over there for Ratterman. Breaking ball, knee high, middle of the plate, a strike. Brown has not gotten ahead on a regular basis of his hitters, does here with a first pitch strike to Rosengarten. The kick, the curveball, ripped on one hop, right back to the pitcher, Austin Brown, throw to short one, relay to first, not in time, Rosengarten with good wheels, beat it by half step.
Yeah, they had to, it took Smeezing a half a second to get to the bag, so he had to double clutch to throw to second, so that was a pretty nice attempt to try to double him up. Just didn't quite get there.
Winds up being a force. Rosengarten safe at first on the fielder's choice. One out at second on the first play of the double play attempt. And Mike Hoying, the DH, senior right-hand batter, 354 in the year, 4-0, number 40 on his back, steps in and looks at a delayed call, thought it was a strike. Scoreboard reads a ball.
It was a strike.
Big open stance for Hoying, who golfs at one, and it comes up empty.
It's 0-2 is the count, no matter what the scoreboard says.
Yep. Scoreboard reads 1-1, 0-2 on Hoying. Runner at first, one out for Fort Loramie. Here's the windup, the pitch to Mike. Check swing, ball's in the dirt. It's a swing. First base is occupied. Batter automatically out on the swinging third strike.
Yep.
Two down. Devin Werman steps in. Tell you what, Chuck, unless we've got a tie ball game, this contest is going to be played in 80 or 90 minutes, the rate we're going.
That would work.
Werman, 400 hitting junior, bats from the right side, begins with an open stance, then closes it up as the pitcher sets to deliver. And the hurler, Brown, delivers a strike on the outside corner. Runner at first, two out now for Fort Loramie. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Looked like a changeup. Something might have tailed down and away to the hitter, Werman, who's behind 0-2. Runner at first, Rosengarten. He's got a lead of about four steps. Brown checks. There's a ball spanked in the deep center field. Minster center fielder off and running. Going way back is Olberding. He can't get it. It's over his head. Rosengarten flashing good speed. Skips around third. He's in, scoring from first on a double. A big-time blast to deep center field off the bat of the eighth hitter, Devin Werman of Fort Loramie.
Hardest hit ball we've seen in the first game and so far in this one.
Woo! That was pummeled a good 370 feet from home plate over the head of Olberding. A slight wind helped push that ball out there. And Shane Hilgefort is in to hit now with another runner in scoring position. As a result of the double, Werman is parked out there at second. Right-hand batting Hilgefort, 316 on the year. The junior looks at strike one. 1-0 game. Fort Loramie strikes first here in the top of the second. Infield bunched up in the middle for Minster. Schmeezing and Lemkuhl at short and second. Here's the pitch, line to left. Minster left fielder coming in hard. It's Jared Hilsman. He's got to play it on a bounce. Shoots a throw to the cutoff man. And the man who doubled for Fort Loramie, Devin Werman, has to hustle to third, make the turn, and stop right there as Minster got the ball back into the field of play quickly. But the Redskins get two hits in succession and have been on the corners with two down, a run in.
Back to the top of the order, too.
Carter Mesher hitting now. 500 batter on the year, and he pummels one to left center. On the run, the Minster center fielder, Olberding, he traps it on a bounce, can't come up with it cleanly. One run scores, and Fort Loramie takes a 2-0 lead. It winds up being a double for the hitter, Mesher, and all of a sudden, Fort Loramie tagging Austin Brown in inning number two. Dylan Albers to the plate from the left side. This Fort Loramie team pasted Rushi to earn a tie for the Shelby County League title. 18-8 was that score. The game was actually played after the tourney had just gotten started. And Fort Loramie's robust batting averages are for real. Mike Wist to the mound. Minster down 2-0. Let's take a break. We're in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
The mound conference has concluded. Head coach Mike Wiss of Minster back to the dugout as the Fort Loramie Redskins tally a couple runs with two out, three straight hits here in the second. With a runner on first and two away, a double by Werman, a single by Hilgefort, and a double by Carter Mesher. Men at second and third still for Dylan Albers, who looks at a strike at the knees. Boy, a base hit here, Chuck.
Be big.
Ooh, it would double the lead from 2-0 to 4-0. Outfield very deep for Albers. A single should score two. Albers takes a curve, just low and away, 1-1. Big hitter here for Austin Brown, the pitcher for Minster. First base is open, lefty on lefty at the moment. Pitch by Brown to Albers, and he hits a scorching line drive over short. It is up the gap into left center field. It will plate too easily. Albers speeding around first, and he goes zooming into second base with an easy stand-up double. And right now, the Fort Loramie Redskins are tattooing Austin Brown.
They're hitting him hard, hitting him really hard. I think we might get a little action down the bullpen.
Double, single, double, double. Fort Loramie, three extra base hits in the last four knocks. And the lead is 4-0, just like that. C.J. Billings steps in from the right side. Slightly open stance. Checking out the bullpen thrower. Is it Noah Enneking?
Yep. Enneking, yep, number two.
He pitched in the second game between the two clubs this year, did Enneking. Here's the pitch to Billings. Slow breaking ball, high and away. 1-1 count. First pitch was a strike. 1-1 on C.J. Billings. Another runner out there in scoring position. Brown stretching. Bluff throw back to second. Fort Loramie batting averages just blow your mind when you look down the list. Mesher 508, Albers 417. C.J. Billing, 372, and he hits a rocket on two hops inside the bag at third. It's down the line toward the bullpen. It's going to be a long single for Billing, and zipping around third, scoring easily on the play, is Dylan Albers, who had doubled. That's run number five, and Fort Loramie's got Minster in hot water early.
They are in trouble. They're going to have their bats going to get back in this baseball game.
Boy, the Fort Loramie Redskins, Chuck, in the span of about eight or nine pitches, go double, single, double, double, single.
And there's two outs.
Yeah, all of it with two away. One on, two out, and Fort Loramie strikes fast. And it's a 5-0 contest. Here's Jared Middendorf, who steps in, and he looks at a pitch from Austin Brown that's low. 1-0. Now, the pitcher Brown got through the first inning in part thanks to a double play. Did walk a couple. Didn't appear to be razor sharp. He gets a ground ball here off the bat of Middendorf. It's rolled to second. Lemkuhl charges, and he shuffles it onto the first baseman, Jack Heitbrink, for the out. But damage done in a big way by Fort Loramie, which tallies 5. Redskins 5, Wildcats nothing. We go to the bottom of inning number 2 on scorersbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates. Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
Well, the Fort Loramie Redskins send 9 to the plate in the second inning. Tally 5 runs after 2 were retired. Consecutive hits, 5 of them. A double by Werman, a single by Hilgefort, a double by Mesher, a double by Albers, a single by Billing. Jared Middendorf, the ninth hitter, was retired on a ground ball to second to end the frame. But Fort Loramie plates 5 and leads Minster 5-0 here in the bottom of the second. Back to work is Jared Middendorf, and he plunks on the left arm Jared Hilsman, the leadoff batter for Minster, who reaches first. He is hit by a pitch. Jack Heitbrink steps in now. Hilsman, by the way, was batting over 400, the junior left fielder. Heitbrink at 366. A junior swings from the left side. Infield up at third, outfield around to the right and deep. Big open stance for Heitbrink. Throw to first, Hilsman back. Again, the battery for Fort Loramie. Catcher Darren Hoying, a freshman. He does a good job calling balls and strikes. Superb defensive catcher for head coach Jeff Sanders. Strike on the outside edge. Nothing and one the count on Heitbrink as Minster tries to peck away and get back in this game. A look at first by Middendorf. He peers plateward. Big sweeping curveball. Heitbrink on top of it. A foul right at the plate. Nothing and two on Heitbrink. Austin Shinneberry to follow. Well, Chuck Minster faced with the chore that Loramie had to deal with in its first game today. Behind early. Cincinnati Christian led Rushi 6-0 before Rushi got to swing a second time. That game wound up 6-1. And now Minster is down 5. Here's the nothing and two pitch to Heitbrink. Curveball is called a strike 3 on the outside corner. You talk about a delayed call by the plate umpire. Of course, he may have vocalized down on the field of play strike before he actually signaled the mechanics, but we were fooled, weren't we?
I thought it was inside.
One away on the strikeout of Heitbrink, and here's Austin Shinneberry, the catcher. Middendorf to work. Fastball missed apparently a little up. That one looked pretty
good.
That
looked better than the one he just called strike 3.
Well, you know, I had 3 games last night. A half a block from here.
Really?
At Lagunda Park. Yeah. It wasn't quite the same. It was slow pitch softball.
Yeah, I was going to say that. That's a little easier to call. Deep.
2 balls and no strikes, the count on Shinneberry as we digress for a few seconds. Runner at first, one away. Pickoff move shown by Middendorf, runner back. We're in the bottom of the second. Fort Loramie has jumped on Minster with 5 in the top of the second to lead it 5-0. Minster 1-on, 1-out in the bottom of inning number 2. Here's a high pitch swung on and missed by Shinneberry. 2 balls and a strike on him. Austin Shinneberry, senior catcher, 357 hitter. Runner at first, Hilsman, hit by a pitch to start the inning. Ball bouncing to the plate. It rolls up the third baseline about 12 feet, and that enables the runner at first, Hilsman, to hustle his way on down to second. Ball hit the ground. Got to be scored a wild pitch, I would assume.
Yeah, yeah. it's not dire yet, but this would be a big run if Minster can go ahead and get one back here in this inning.
Oh, yeah, sure would. It would lift the Wildcats' spirits. Also force Middendorf to work a little longer, a little harder here in inning number two. Shinneberry, the hitter, he's got two balls and a strike on him. First base now open. One away, Middendorf into a stretch. Runner at second, a short lead for Minster. Here is the pitch on the way to Shinneberry. Grounded hard to third to Billing. Billing gloves, looks back at second.
Nice play.
And then whips a seed across the diamond to Ratterman for out number two.
Did a great job of holding him there at second base. If he would have thrown that a half a second earlier, the runner would have advanced.
Yeah, and that's a tough throwback from first all the way to third for the first baseman.
Yeah.
Advantage base runner in that situation if Billing doesn't check it.
Right.
Two away now for Minster in the last of the second inning. 5-0 Fort Loramie. After the out play from third to first, Adam Kanapke, the third baseman, a senior right-hand batter, steps in. He's down in the crouch. Bat is cocked. And he takes an inside high pitch. Does it hit the left arm or does it hit the bat?
I think they called it a foul ball.
Maybe off the knob. Yeah, that was the hit Mike Wiss down to the third base box for Minster. Indicated to his hitter, ball got you below the hand on the very.
Of course it did. You drop the bat and shake your hand no matter what.
Very bottom end of the bat is where the ball hit. It's ruled a foul, a strike. Next pitch to Kanapke, high and away, 1-1. Runner at second, two down for Minster, last of the second. Minster, the home team here in game two. Visiting team won the opener. Cincinnati Christian whipped Rushi 6-1. Stretch by Middendorf high, and it is 2-1. Middendorf, who skated through a very speedy first inning, is laboring a little bit now here in the second. Here's the check of the runner. Pitch to the plate, high and away. Middendorf not locating at this point in the bottom of the second inning. Has a 5-0 lead with which to work. And it's a 3-1 count on Adam Kanapke. DH August Bainline, a 273 hitting junior, on deck. Two away. Into the stretch position is Middendorf. Throws it inside. The ball chopped to Billing, who goes wide a third in front of his shortstop, gloves, and throws a strike to first base. Good defensive inning by Fort Loramie third baseman C.J. Billing. Minster is out without scoring. We've played two. Fort Loramie 5, Minster nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Two very high-quality baseball programs going at it in this regional semifinal here. Minster and Fort Loramie. So far, the Redskins in the lead 5-0 after plating that quintet of runs in the top of inning number two. We begin the third against Austin Brown. Fort Loramie hits a bouncer up the middle. Good play by Lemkuhl, who strides to his right, backhands, and whips it hard to first base, out by an eyelash. Nathan Ratterman ticketed that ball for center field. Lemkuhl ranged to his right. Made a good field and throw all in one motion, Chuck, to get him. pretty good defense. Turned in by Lemkuhl. Eli Rosengarten steps in. By the way, Ratterman had walked in the second. He was later forced by Rosengarten, who's up now. Rosengarten did score a run in that second inning. Rosengarten looks at a strike. Austin Brown throws high and away. It missed. 1-1. Hey, what, Chuck? This plate umpire is not only giving us fits, the fans are a little little confused.
Well, they're a little confused. They're also down 5-0, the ones that are in front of me. So it turns into a double-edged sword for the umpire.
Yeah, you're right. Foul ball to the right, out of play, off the bat of Rosengarten. 1-2 on him. Austin Brown was belted for 5 runs in the top of the second inning. 5 straight hits in the span of about 8 or 9 pitches. Pitch to the plate, lined into left center. Left fielder for Minster heads that way and picks it off on the dead run. Nice effort by Jared Hilsman. He showed the quarterback option skills right there as he danced in the left center and latched onto it. One away, or I should say 2 away, Rosengarten out. And Mike Hoying steps in. He fanned back in the second when it looked like the inning for Fort Loramie might be doomed. 2 out, 1 on, yet the Redskins struck for 5. Pitch to Hoying is away for a ball. 2 out, none on. Hoying, big time open stance. Hard ground ball up the middle, off the leg of Brown, and it ricochets into left field. A single for the hitter, Hoying, for Fort Loramie. Chuck, correct me if I'm wrong. I want to hear your assessment. Redskins are hitting the ball very hard.
I think that I can concur with that remark.
Woo!
He didn't get a chance to get his glove down on that one. It bounced off his lower leg.
No. Hoying was all over that delivery from Austin Brown and smacked it right off the top of the shoe or ankle. Brown, showing no ill effects, is into his stretch position. Here's the pitch of the plate, and that's turned on by the batter, and it's Devin Werman who hammers one down the left field line about 15 feet fair. It's going to go as a long single. The runner at first base, Hoying, makes the wide turn at second and stops.
There's a 2-out rally like we had the last inning.
And again, another ball tattooed, and head coach Mike Wiss of Minster may have watched enough.
Yeah, because he's not fooling anybody.
Down 5, boy, you risk being virtually blown out at 7 or 8-0 if you give up a couple more hits.
Yeah, they can't afford to give up anything right now.
And we may have some switches upcoming here for Minster. Austin Brown has been hit extremely hard. In fact, a grand total of 7 hits for the Fort Loramie Redskins in the last, 10 batters?
That's in 2 2/3 innings.
After retiring Fort Loramie without a hit in the first, he has given up 7 hits in the last inning and 2/3. And Austin Brown is lifted, and we'll have to wait for the PA announcer to inform us of the new pitcher.
I'm pretty sure it's Enneking.
And Noah Enneking is on for the Minster Wildcats. He did throw in that second meeting this year between Minster and Fort Loramie, a game won by the Redskins 11-1. Enneking on the season has pitched a grand total of 37 2/3 innings, gave up 48 hits, not a real good ratio, earned run average of 3.35. He likes the breaking stuff. We'll take a break. 2 out for Fort Loramie here in the third. Redskins up 5-0 on Minster here on Scores Broadcast.com.
Goffney Furniture in Sydney is impressive. Find out for yourself. Go to Goffney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service free of charge. Extremely high quality furniture, priced just right at Goffney. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Now, right-hander Noah Inneking is faced with the task of retiring Shane Hilgefort. With two out and two on for Fort Loramie here in the top of the third. Inneking crouches a little bit on the mound and bends in a sweeping curveball that's up in the zone, ball one. Hilgefort singled in the second. Devin Worman, by the way, has a double and a single so far. He's two for two for Fort Loramie. Inside, and it is two and nothing. Well, so far in this game, the pitching edge to Fort Loramie. Middendorf has blanked Minster through two. Minster's pitching in trouble again here in the third. Two out, two on. Fastball is ruled a strike. Letter high inside corner. Two and one the count. Two on, two out for Fort Loramie. Top of the third. Stretch, Inneking. Looks at runners, throws to Hilgefort. Fastball, outside corner, waist high, yes. He got the call. 2-2 count. I sure hope the plate umpire is letting everybody know verbally it's a strike before he signals 5 seconds later it's a strike. Inneking again, big curveball, is popped in the air off the handle to second. Minster second baseman Lemkuhl. He roams into short right, makes a basket catch for the out, and the inning is over. Inneking comes on to retire Hilgefort with two aboard for Fort Loramie. We go to the bottom of the third. Redskins 5, Wildcats nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Here we go to the bottom of the third at Springfield's Carlton Davidson Stadium. Fort Loramie in front of Minster by a count of 5-0. Middendorf on to pitch for the third frame. And August Bainline, the DH for the Wildcats, is set to hit. The Jewelry Barn, established in 2011 in Rushi, is the gem of Rushi, Ohio. Offering ear piercing, watch battery replacement, free jewelry cleaning. Certified by the Gemological Institute of America in diamond grading and color stone grading. Also certified in jewelry repair. Check out the Jewelry Barn on Rushi Versailles Road. Tell Jolene Renderly. You heard all about her store on scoresbroadcast.com. Jolene is a GIA certified diamond grader. The Jewelry Barn, 2399 Rushi Versailles Road. Phone 526-5557. 526-5557. Economically priced, outstanding service, high quality. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, the gem of Rushi, Ohio. 2-0 count on Bainline. Middendorf breaks one off, and Bainline hits a towering foul out of the stadium to the right. Two balls and a strike on Bainline. Bainline, a junior DH, 273 hitter from the right side. Middendorf tries to jam him and gets the call on the inside corner. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2. Middendorf working again. High fastball and a high foul to the right, out of the stadium once more. 2-2, the count on Bainline. Bainline is played pretty much straight away. Billing in front of the bag at third. Breaking ball missed wide. 3-2 as Minster tries to get the first runner on base in the bottom of the third. Down 5-0. Middendorf winding, pitching. Fastball fouled again by Bainline. And once more it's out of the park to the right. Well, Middendorf breezed through the first inning, Chuck, in 11 pitches. He's had to work pretty hard now to get the last three outs. We're in the bottom of the third. A long at bat for Bainline. And Middendorf delivers, and so does Bainline. A shot between third and short. A clean knock to left field.
First hit of the game for the Wildcats.
And that is what you call a clinic at the plate, a textbook at bat from August Bainline.
Well, there is nobody on the Fort Loramie side relaxing with that 5-0 lead, I promise you.
No. Jacob Hoying, the right fielder to the plate for Minster. 250 hitter, a senior. Bats from the left side. Oh, here's a throw to first base, and it is an out of pickoff by Middendorf.
Wow.
Oh, with nobody out, down five. That was a risk you certainly did not want to take. Middendorf's got a good move. The rangy left-hander tricked Bainline and nailed him. That's the second pickoff we've seen. And
we had one in the first game,
yeah,
one here.
Yep. Two games, two pickoffs. Middendorf's pitch up and in. How about that? Wow. Bainline singles. First hit for Minster. He's erased on the pickoff. Here's a chopping foul to the right off the bat of Jacob Hoying. 1-1 on him. And Mitchell Smith got picked off base. The pitcher for Cincinnati Christian in game one. His club was up 5 runs when he got picked off. Not sure why he was dancing off the bag a bit too far. And right here, August Bainline down 5. Makes the first out of the third inning.
Well, I think he was up 6-1 and just wanted to go home.
Curveball low and away, and Middendorf falls behind and Hoying 3-1. Middendorf, lefty against lefty, fires up and away, missed by a foot or so. Ball 4. So Minster's getting base runners, a hit batsman in the second, a single, a pickoff, a base on balls here in the third. And Minster needs to do something with these runners, get on the board and start to crawl back in this game if possible. Fort Loramie hit starter Austin Brown very hard in the second inning and to start the third. One on, one out, top of the order. Here's Olberding, the leadoff batter in the Minster nine-man lineup at the plate. And he goes golfing after a low, slow curveball and misses. Nothing and one on him. Runner at first, one out for Minster. Middendorf checking. Oh, he has got a very deceptive pickoff move.
Puts a lot of pressure on the first base coach.
I guess the key factor is that at right knee, that right leg. Here's a slow curveball, rammed right back up the middle, past the pitcher Middendorf, rolling out into center field. That's a clean hit for Olberding, and two are aboard now for Minster with one down here in the third. And Isaac Schmiesing steps in. He's a dangerous hitter. Yep, Minster threatening with one out in the third inning. Two runners on. Outfield pretty deep for Schmiesing straight away. Center fielder for Fort Loramie, Dylan Albers, shading a step or two to the left. Here's the windup, the pitch to Schmiesing. Way in. It's a ball. I tell you, Middendorf, after a snappy first inning, has really had to work the last two innings. Only has one out in the third, two runners aboard. And he has probably spanned 30-some pitches at least over the second inning and here in the third. And now a conference is produced on the mound by Fort Loramie head coach Jeff Sanders. Chuck will keep it right here and tell our listeners all about one of our Fort Loramie fine sponsors, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Need the right solution for true comfort during this hot spring and early summer? Well, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie will give your system the tune-up it needs. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's. These two pros are experts. Tom and Jerry's, family-owned. It's built a quality name on developing connections a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, phone 937-295-3243, on the web at tomjerrys.com. And the conferencing finishes. Middendorf back to the mound. Two on, one out. Minster crowd chanting. High and away. Middendorf has lost his touch for the strike zone.
Yeah, he's not getting out in front of anybody right now.
Isaac Schmiesing is ahead. Two balls and no strikes. Middendorf, quick peek at his runners. Two on. There's a breaking ball, yes, inside corner at the belt. Two and one on Schmiesing. Big hole, third and short. Rosengarten, the Fort Loramie shortstop, favoring the second base bag and up the middle. Gaping hole at third. If Schmiesing gets one on the ground wide of Billing, it's going to roll into left field. Pitch to Schmiesing, and he pokes a line drive over the head of the pitcher, rolling out into right center. It's a base hit for Schmiesing. Scampering around third, the runner in to score. Minster on the board. Inning still alive. Runners at first and second, one away. Ball ripped to center by Schmiesing. He timed the breaking ball, and he pasted one right back up the box.
You're saying that he missed third base. See what the call is? Safe.
Jacob Hoying was the runner who danced in from second base for Minster. And Alex Lemkuhl, another dangerous hitter, steps in for the Wildcats, who are trying to scrap right back into this game. Down 5-1, bottom of the third. Again, two on, one away for Minster. One run in. Lemkuhl from the right side. Middendorf stretching, pitching. Curveball way outside. Unable to hone in on the strike zone right now is Middendorf of Fort Loramie. Here is Middendorf stretching patiently, delivers to the plate, up and in, ball two. Minster's got that never say die attitude. Case in point, district final, Convoy Crestview. 13-7 was it, and Minster came back, scored 7 or 8 before a man had been retired and won the game and beat Convoy Crestview for the district championship. Minster crowd whooping it up. You can hear it in the background. Two balls, no strikes, 2-0. And Stepping off the mound is Middendorf as Lemkuhl steps out of the box.
He's having trouble with the signs right now. He wanted him to go through the signs again.
Runner at second. May have something to do with that. Pitch Lemkuhl is a high strike.
Wow.
Two balls and a strike. Crowd didn't like it. Not sure Lemkuhl liked it either. 2-1 on Lemkuhl of Minster. Bottom of the third. One away. Middendorf fires. Lemkuhl squibs a looper foul to the right.
Well, the out in this inning was a pickoff at first base.
Yeah.
Or this would be a big inning right now for Minster.
Very good point. Middendorf not fooling anybody at the moment. He's in a jam. Two balls, two strikes on Lemkuhl for Minster. Just one down, couple runners aboard. Minster scored in the inning. The pitch by Middendorf. Lemkuhl fouls it behind home plate on the ground. If nothing else, Chuck, Minster has made Middendorf work, and barring some super fast innings here in the near future, like the fourth and fifth, Middendorf's going to be hard-pressed to go the distance,
right.
It would seem.
Yeah.
And again, catcher, pitcher, the battery for Fort Loramie challenged with the signs from behind the plate. Keep in mind, Minster runner is out at second. So you want to make sure that there's no chance that perhaps a sign is being stolen by the man at second base and relayed home. Two balls, two strikes. One out, Minster. Bottom of the third, two on. Four-run lead, Fort Loramie. Middendorf's pitch to Lemkuhl. Slow breaking ball. Lifted short center field. Center fielder Albers coming on. Got it on the run for Fort Loramie. And then he flips it on back to the diamond. Lemkuhl, a little hitch in his swing at the off-speed pitch from Middendorf. Two on, two out now for Jared Hilsman. Hilsman hit by a pitch to start the second. Two away now, Fort Loramie trying to get out of trouble. Huge hitter right here. Middendorf stretching, pitches to Hilsman. Slow breaking curveball above the waist for a strike. Chuck, the speed of this curveball from Middendorf, no faster than the loopy curve that Kearns threw in game one. Middendorf stretching, throwing. There's a fastball thrown up in the strike zone, and Hilsman can't catch up to it. Nothing in two, Middendorf out ahead. Big batter, big pitch upcoming. 5-1 score, Fort Loramie on top before. Bottom of the third, catcher setting up way outside. And the ball is fouled down the right field line into the bullpen area. Two strikes and a ball on Jared Hilsman, 4-10 hitter on the year. Into the stretch goes Middendorf. A lead out at second by Olberding. Schmeezing at first and stepping out at the plate is Hilsman. Little gamesmanship taking place. Here's the windup. Here's the pitch again. Hilsman takes a curveball, bouncing, and it may have glanced off a left shin. The catcher for Fort Loramie, wondering why it is a hit batsman, maybe suggesting the batter didn't get out of the way of it, but Hilsman is awarded first. Chuck, he's been plunked twice in this game.
Yeah, well, he's a tough kid, so any way to get on base.
So, the bases are loaded for Jack Heitbrink. And after getting up in the count two strikes, Middendorf hits Hilsman. And it was not a clear-cut hit, batsman. It grazed Hilsman well down below the left knee somewhere. Minster doing its best to get on any way possible. And the sacks are loaded for Heitbrink. Wide open stance. Middendorf pitches. Heitbrink takes a curveball. It's a dandy. Right at the knees. Nothing and one in Heitbrink. Very crucial batter. Minster trying to come back. Here's the pitch, grounded back up the middle. The batter was out in front of it. It's scooped up at second. Nice play for Loramie. Lateral to the shortstop, Rosengarten coming across the bag for the force out. He'll go for it to Rosengarten. Big pitch by Middendorf as the off-speed had the timing blown for the batter for Minster, who didn't get a good swing on it. Hitter retired, inning over. We played three. Redskins up 5-1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Here we go to the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Well, the Redskins dodged a bullet there, Chuck, in the bottom of the third inning.
Yeah, they had the pickoff at first. They had a little trouble finding the plate and got out with only giving up one.
Yeah, when you stop and do the math, Minster had five individual batters reach, only got one run. Here's a ground ball single to left field by Fort Loramie to start the Redskins' half of the fourth.
Mesher's just an outstanding athlete.
Yep, Carter Mesher took a low inside pitch, turned on it, and smacked a hard grounder. It hugged the turf all the way through the hole into left field. Mesher on it first. He is now 2-for-3 today. His 5.08 batting average gets better.
He'll be in the Hall of Fame.
Dylan Albers steps in from the left side. And here's the pitch by Inneking. Good curve. Top of the shins, inside corner. Umpire gave it to him. Mesher singling. He's at first. Inneking into the stretch. Inneking hoping to keep Fort Loramie right there at five. Anticipating the Wildcats bats will awaken. Runner at first. Albers has a strike on him. Albers is hit into a double play and doubled. He hit the screamer to left center in the second, which scored a couple. Here's the pitch to Albers. It's low, runner stealing. The throw down to second base appears to be in time, and it is just barely thrown out as Mesher on a bang banger at second.
Heck of a throw. Heck of a throw.
Yeah, the throw from the Minster catcher was a beaut. Austin Shinneberry threw a strike. Carter Mesher didn't get a bad jump. It took a superb rifle arm by Shinneberry to nip the base runner, Mesher. I couldn't tell from here, Chuck. It looked like it was almost dead even. Umpire right on top of it. Nobody questioned it. Out by a shoe.
I think umpires, if the ball beats the runner, unless they just absolutely see a missed tag, that's an out.
Two balls, two strikes now the count, 2-2 on Albers. Mesher with real good wheels. He can pick him up and lay him down. He was nipped at second. And then Albers swings and hits a humpback liner into short right center field. It falls. A base hit. Now that out stealing comes up mighty important. Fort Loramie Redskins in this game have already, in three innings, nine outs of baseball, Redskins have clubbed nine hits. C.J. Billings steps in, one out, one on. Actually, 10 outs have been recorded by Minster with that out stealing. Three and a third innings, nine hits for Fort Loramie. A foul out of play by Billing over our head. 5-1, Fort Loramie leads Minster, top of the fourth. Minster here, thanks to victories over Marion Local 4-1, St. Henry 5-1, and Convoy Crestview 14-13 in tournament play. There's a pitch low. No, it's called a strike at the knees. Catcher throws down the first runner back. And the plate umpire has to signal to the Minster bench the count because no one in the dugout knew. Scoreboard reads two strikes on the Fort Loramie hitter. Way outside for a ball, 1-2. 1-2 on C.J. Billing. Outfield plays him mighty deep. Left fielder for Minster, Jared Hillsman, is a good 295-300 from home. Here's the windup. Nope, the throw to first, runner back. These two clubs split regular season games. 6-2 Fort Loramie, or I should say 6-2 Minster, 11-1 Fort Loramie. Pitcher into the stretch. Here's the throw to Billing. Outside corner. Did the pitcher get the call? No. It's wide. 2-2 on Billing. As late as the umpire indicates mechanically that it's a strike, people were still waiting and hoping.
I think he's got a coin down there.
Here's a big curveball, and it is sprayed foul down the right field line, about 20 feet to the right of the foul stripe. Still 2-2. Chuck, I love the way the hitters on both teams battle. They spoil pitches.
Oh, they're well coached, and they're good athletes. This is the kind of game I was expecting, not necessarily 5-1, but
right. Pitch to Billing. Fouled right back to the screen. C.J. Billing with an excellent at-bat here for Fort Loramie, which has a 5-1 lead in the top of the fourth. There is one out for Fort Loramie. The runner at first is Dylan Albers, who singled after Connor Mesher was thrown out stealing. After he singled. Oh, there's a ball nubbed back to the mound. Look at the English on that thing. And it gets away from Inneking. He can't find the handle, and everybody's safe. You talk about a ball that squirted off the bat. And the two times it hit the ground, it went left, then right. Inneking was really buffaloed.
Yeah, that was a tough play for him. That ball looked like a cue ball.
Yeah, I've never seen a ball between home plate and the mound bounce like that in baseball. Well, Fort Loramie gets hit number 10 in this game. Billing has two hits. Albers has two hits. Mesher has two hits. And here's Jared Middendorf with two on and one out.
Officially, they called that an error.
Ooh. Here's the pitch to Middendorf, slow curveball. It's lofted in the air to deep right field. Minster right fielder backing up, has a bead on it.
Wow.
And it is caught out there by Jacob Hoying. Here's a great throw by him to third. The runner tagged, he's saved.
Unbelievable. What an arm.
By an eyelash, Fort Loramie tags and moves up from second to third. Jacob Hoying displaying a cannon from fairly deep right field.
Man, that thing, if that thing would have been a foot to the right, that he would have been out.
And that wasn't a throw to second base. That was a throw to third.
On the fly, on a line, didn't bounce.
I'm still kind of surprised with the English on that ball nub by C.J. Billing. They would give any king an error. I'm a little baffled at that.
That's a tough call on the kid.
Yeah. Here's Nathan Ratterman. Runners on the corners, two down for Fort Loramie. Pitch to the plate, low and in for a ball. Inneking on here for Minster, not necessarily to close out this game, but to give Minster some middle inning support on the mound and hold Fort Loramie at bay. It's 5-1. Redskins threaten to add on. First and third, two out. Pitch to Ratterman. Inside at the belt. Yes, it's a strike. 1-1. So we'll score that, Chuck, officially an E1.
Yeah.
That's one of those that might get changed tomorrow. Pitch to Ratterman. And the ball is golfed out into short right field. Here's Hoyne coming on. He lunges, and he got it.
Wow.
Down around his shoot tops.
Nice play.
Yep, splashing on the green grass went Hoyne in right field for Minster. He displayed some fine defense in that inning. Fort Loramie is scoreless in the fourth frame. We go to the bottom of the fourth. 5-1 Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Jared Middendorf, the pitcher for Fort Loramie, needs a hasty inning. He was on the mound doing a lot of work in the second and third for the Redskins. He gave up only one in those two frames as Minster sent to the plate a grand total of seven batters in that third inning. Got a run to make it 5-1. Austin Shinneberry, Adam Kanapke, and August Bainlein for Minster to face Middendorf in the fourth. Third inning ended when Heitbrink grounded back up the middle, and a nice play was made by Hilgefort for Fort Loramie, who got the shuffle off to Rosengarten for the force out to end the frame with the bases full and deny Minster an additional run or two. Bottom of the fourth, Minster to the plate. Swing and a high foul behind the dugout to the right. That was after the initial pitch, a ball. Minster with much activity down in the right field bullpen.
Got a righty and a lefty. I can't see the numbers from here.
Here's the windup, the pitch by Middendorf to Shinneberry. Hard ground ball to third. Billing goes that way to the left. Can't get it. It's in the hole. A single left field. Shinneberry starts the fourth for Minster as he wraps one between third and short. Billing couldn't get a glove on it. He lunged that direction. Ball well placed by Shinneberry. Minster with a man aboard to start the fourth. Here comes Adam Kanapke. Both Shinneberry and Kanapke were out third to first back in the second. Here's a big looping curveball missing inside, ball one. I kept waiting for the plate umpire, Chuck, to signal a strike on that one. It didn't happen. Runner first, nobody out for Minster. Bottom of the fourth, a lot of baseball to be played. And the catcher for Minster, Adam Kanapke, gets something in his eye and he steps out. Middendorf stretching, pitching. Canapi takes it very high. Ball two. Danger zone here for Middendorf. Got out of a big jam in the third. Gave up just one. There's a slider or a cut fastball missing in on the hands. Ball three. 3-0. Minster, a runner at first. No one out. Bottom of the fourth. Fort Loramie leads 5-1. Here comes the pitch to Kanapke again. That's on the inside corner at the waist. 3-1. Crucial stage in this game. Minster with an opportunity to get two men on here. There's a pitch called at the knees. A strike. It's 3-2. Thought it looked good. Wasn't sure. Umpire didn't tell me it was a strike for a little while. Oh, that one's clearly out of the zone. Way up high. Ball four. Middendorf came to the plate quickly after throwing strike two. The next pitch was way off target. Ball four. And here comes Jeff Sanders, head coach for Fort Loramie, to the mound. Well, Minster's got two on with nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Chuck gives us a chance to talk about one of our fine Fort Loramie game sponsors. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. You've got to check out Geyer's. Great inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles. Super deals, customer pricing and financing. Follow the footsteps of so many satisfied Geyer's patrons who travel from Dayton, Lima, Fort Wayne, Indianapolis, and even further. When Gus Geyer started Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. You know what? He's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way since. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie, and check them out online, too, at geyersinc.com. That's GAIERS Inc.com. Wonder what Jeff Sanders had to say to his infield and pitcher Jared Middendorf during that meeting.
Get an out, ball on the ground, get an out. Don't try to make something special out of it. And try to keep him to get maybe one run in this inning.
Right. Get a ground ball if you can. Get an out somewhere. Big breaking ball misses way inside. Middendorf falls behind here on August Bainline, who stroked a single for Minster in the third. Stretching Middendorf. Two on, nobody out. Bainline, high foul to the right. Down the line, out of play, no chance. It was Bainline who in the third inning got things started for Minster with a very lengthy at-bat, fouling off pitch after pitch before finally singling. Two on for Minster, bottom of the fourth. Fort Loramie in the lead, 5-1. Here's the stretch by Middendorf, the pitch to Bainline. Slow curveball, check swing. It looked like he went around. And it is called strike two.
It was borderline strike anyway.
1-2 on Bainline. Big pitch here for Middendorf. Peek back at his runner at second. Middendorf comes plateward. Here's an up and in pitch. Hammered hard to Billing. Billing bobbles, collects it, runs at the runner who stops. And then Billing wisely goes ahead and touches third for the
fourth. Smart play. And that's what you do. You get the out at third in that situation if that's your easiest out. But other than that, you get an out.
Nicely done. Because once Billing hesitated and the runner had slowed down, now maybe the force at second was even in question. Billing made sure he got the lead out at third.
That's what you got to do. Now, anything hit to the second baseman, you just get an out here. You don't try to make some hero throw over to third base.
There's a high inside curveball to Jacob Hoyne. One and nothing on Jacob. He walked his first time up. Still two on, one out for Minster now. Pitch to Jacob Hoyne up and in again. And Middendorf has simply lost his touch for the strike zone over the last couple innings.
All right.
Throwing from behind in a jam. It's really difficult against a good hitting club like Minster to fall behind 2-0, 3-1, and still get outs. There's a pitch at the knees on the inside corner, 2-1. Jacob Hoyne, senior left-hand batter, two stellar defensive efforts in the last inning for Minster by Hoyne in right field. Middendorf looking in. He's got the signal. Hoyne swings, and it's a humpback liner over the second baseman into right field. It's a base hit, and the runners move up one station. Runner on second to third, runner on first to second. They're loaded. Ball wasn't ripped, but it was muscled out over the head of the Fort Loramie second baseman, Hilgefort, into short right. They're loaded. We go to the top. Jack Oldberding steps in for Minster. The tall, rangy left-hand batter, 318 on the year. Sophomore strokes it from the left side. He's made an out and single so far. Only one away. Minster needs a base knock here. Middendorf throws high for a ball. Chuck, we've gone through 3 1/3, and I bet Middendorf is well above 65 pitches.
He is after that first inning, and they have nobody down there warming up unless whoever they're going to bring in is already in the game.
Here's a slow curveball lifted high and deep to right center field. Fort Loramie's outfielders converge, and the catch is made in deep right by Werman. The runner on third tags. The runner on first tags. A run is in, and it's 5-2. Fort Loramie gets it out, but now a single makes it a 5-4 game.
Right. That was deep enough that every base runner moved up a spot.
Yep. That ball was smacked. It was given a ride. A good 315 from home plate in right center. That ball was given a jolt by Oberding. And now Isaac Schmiesing steps up. Schmiesing's got runners at second and third. Two big ribbies parked out there for Schmiesing. Not much difference here between these two young men in the second and third holes, Schmiesing and Lemkuhl. First base open, two runners on for Minster at second and third. The pitch to Schmiesing, way inside. It gets away from the catcher, Hoyne, rolls all the way to the screen. Runner on third scores easily for Minster, and it's 5-3. August Bainline skipped home from 90 feet away. And Minster's within two. A fourth run sits at third. And here comes Jeff Sanders to the mound. And I think that means
we'll switch it.
Yep, that's it for Middendorf. Yep, the wild pitch by Middendorf triggers Jeff Sanders to the mound. His second trip here in this frame. That's all for the Fort Loramie starter. And with the count at 5-3, and Minster having a runner at third. Two down in the inning. Pitching change upcoming. Gives us an opportunity to share with you all about another one of our Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires. Say it's a good idea to get those new tires right now. New ones will grip the road firmly. M&A Muffler and Tires in North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, Cooper, Michelin, and more. And M&A will offer you high-tech computer diagnostics to prevent major problems. Complete automotive and light truck repair, too, at M&A Muffler and Tires. So beat the weather before it beats you. Don't let the tread on your tires wear bald. Go to M&A, your one-stop auto repair shop. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Talk to Jeff Gebhardt at M&A. Pitching change, another left-hander for Fort Loramie. And this might be Nathan Ratterman coming in from the first base side. Yep, it is.
It is, yeah. Still got Smeezing at the plate, too, and he is a dangerous hitter.
He sure is. A 1-1 count. The previous pitch was a wild one, enabling a run to score. Minster scored two in the inning. Minster got a run on three hits in the third. Minster was hitless through two. And in the last two innings, Minster has generated five hits and scored three runs. Middendorf's pitch count had gone way up, pushing 70. He'd lost quite a bit of his command, and head coach Jeff Sanders made a change. Score 5-3. Minster right back in the hunt. This game up for grabs. Fort Loramie had a 5-0 lead after the top half of the second inning. Runner at third for Minster. 1-1 count on Schmeezing. Bottom of inning number four. Nathan Ratterman has completed his warm-up throws. Here's Ratterman's pitch to Schmeezing. Fastball outside corner above the belt. Yes, good one. Fine pitch. Ratterman 4-1 on the year. 1.57 ERA. His numbers are pretty good. Ratterman throws a bouncer low and away, 2-2. Mason Kemper also available for duty. He's got six wins on the year. Rangy right-hander for Fort Loramie. Ratterman stretching, looking, throwing, Schmeezing, ground ball to third, between Billing and the bag, down the line. Batter runner Schmeezing, big wide turn at first. He holds. Minster's within one.
That was a shot. No chance for the third baseman to get that one.
Nope. That ball was torched between the bag and the third baseman, C.J. Billing. And as Chuck noted, new opportunity for Billing to spear that ball. It was by him in a heartbeat. As Schmeezing turned on an inside corner pitch and laced it. Single for Schmeezing, and the batter for Minster nearly hit by an inside pitch. Thought for an instant it might have grazed him. It's Alex Lemkuhl to the plate, very dangerous. This is a Minster team which trailed Convoy Crestview by quite a few runs heading into the bottom of the seventh in a district final and pulled it out with, I think, what was a seven-run frame before Mann had been retired. And Lemkuhl torches a line drive to center that's caught by Dylan Albers, who stands and spears it head high. But Minster rallies for three, 5-4 Fort Loramie. We go to the fifth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done, like wake up, stretch, make yourself presentable, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
You fit a lot into an average day. Thankfully, a U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK, visit a branch, or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Jack Heitbrink, a very good left-hand pitcher for Minster, is going to be used. He is on to pitch the top of the fifth. He might have been the regional championship starter. Who knows what was in Mike Wiss's plans, which have been altered now because of this game, which is quite interesting. 5-4, Fort Loramie leads top of the fifth. I think August Bainline, the DH for Minster, Chuck, is now occupying the first base position, I think. Fort Loramie starts the fifth. Eli Rosengarten steps in. Heitbrick winds. The left-hander hurls. It's a called strike on the outside corner. We've seen our share of lefties here in this game.
Yeah, that's all we're seeing.
Here's a slow breaking ball. Rosengarten spikes one to second. Nice play by Lemkuhl, who takes a step to his right. Wide throw to first. Mainline catches for the out. One away. And Austin Brown started for Minster, a lefty. Jared Middendorf started for Fort Loramie, a lefty. Nathan Ratterman on in relief for Fort Loramie, a lefty. Inneking, a righty for Minster in short relief. And now Jack Heitbrink, a lefty for Minster in relief. So what, five pitchers, four lefties?
There you go.
Pitch a strike called. Heitbrink, fastball is high, 1-1. Mike Hoing, the hitter. Rosengarten 0-for-3 after the ground out second to first. Mike Hoing 1-for-2, a single his last trip. That pitch is low. Yeah, Chuck, I guess in a roundabout way, whatever happens in this game will perhaps assist Cincinnati Christian in that both Fort Loramie and Minster are going deep into their pitching department.
Having to use some pitchers, that's for sure.
Here is a 3-1 pitch to Hoing. The fourth pitch was a ball. Swing and a miss on this one. In under the hands, and the count's 3-2. Heitbrink back to work in a hurry. He fires, and it is shot foul to the right. 3-2 on Hoing. One out for Fort Loramie, top of the fifth. We've got a ball game. Minster coming back with 3 in the 4th. Another foul ball. Still 3-2. Very good crowd on hand for this game. A lot of orange and black to her right, red and black to her left. Heitbrink winds, fires, and Hoing pops it up foul right over the top of us again.
Yeah, most of the seats on both sides are taken, and all of them are taken in front of us.
Yep. There's the windup. 3-2 pitch to Hoing once more. Line drive, short right field. It's behind first base, leaping effort. Mainline got the tip end of his glove on it. Could not reel it in completely. It landed on the turf about a foot fair. It's a single for Hoing of Fort Loramie.
That was one heck of an effort.
So Mike Hoing loops a single to right. That's called hitting the pitch where it's thrown, as he just sprayed that ball over first base. And now Hoing is being held on at first. One out, one on. Devin Worman 2-for-2 at the plate against Heitbrink. Catcher Shinneberry sets up on the outside corner, and here's a foul to the screen. Boy, these two teams are just clawing away at each other. Neither club giving an inch. Minster spotted Fort Loramie 5. Minster's rallied with 4. Here's a pitch low, 1-1. Jack Heitbrink on to pitch now for the Minster Wildcats, which have thrown about 9 different hurlers over the course of the season. Mike Wiss has a number of young men available. Here's a swing and a high pop to short left center. Outfielders converge. Olberding circles and gets it behind shortstop for Minster. 2 away in the top of the 5th for Fort Loramie. Heitbrink coming into this game, a 7-1 mark, 41 2/3 innings, 26 hits. ERA just over 2.1. He was probably going to be Mike Wiss's starter tomorrow. Not now. Got to win today to get to
you
tomorrow.
Got to worry about tomorrow when it gets here.
Pitch to the plate is drilled right back up the middle into center field. A liner was smacked right past Heitbrink. Off the bat of Shane Hilgefort. He's now 2-for-3. Single to center. Runner moves up a base. Runners on first and second. Carter Mesher with two out as Fort Loramie tries to get back a run or two. It gave up there in the fourth. And here comes head coach Mike Wiss to the mound for Minster. Don't think a pitching change is upcoming, but I'm sure a strategy talk is, giving us an opportunity to talk about Brookins in Fort Loramie. Carl Arnes is the new head man. Likeable Carl takes over at Brookins. 12 fantastic years turned in by Joyce and Dale Barhorst at Brookins. They put their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere at Brookins in Fort Loramie. It's the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and on Saturday nights, that pork chop special. Brookins in Fort Loramie, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. And the banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go all around, there's simply no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street. On the web at Brookins, Brookens-USA.com. Two runners aboard for Fort Loramie. First and second, two out here in the top of the fifth inning. And the pitch to the new hitter, Carter Mesher, is a ball low. Neck pitch is way low and inside, bounced away from Shinneberry, and the runners advance. Chuck, you can bet head coach Mike Wiss, after having seen Carter Mesher bat against the Wildcats in two games this year, had a few words of wisdom for Heitbrink on the mound, who's fallen behind 2-0. Pitch to Mesher, hard ground ball to short, a one-handed pickup on the play, and a throw to first is ruled out. Bainline stayed on the corner of the bag. Fort Loramie coach thought it pulled him off. That was a nice running field by Isaac Schmiesing, who on the dash lofted the throw, and the runner for Fort Loramie went down in a heap beyond the first base bag. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Redskins still up 5-4 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
But Chuck, if Minster does manage to pull this game out, once down 5-0, now trailing 5-4, Fort Loramie can look back at the fourth and fifth innings, leaving five runners on, not scoring. Had a grand total of 4 base hits in the two innings. 5 LOBs, no run production.
Didn't score a run. That's exactly.
Yep.
I mean, Rusey in the first game, they lost the game in the first inning. And Loramie now is they still got the lead, but the momentum is certainly shifted to the Wildcats.
Yep. And Minster's got 3 more swings. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Fort Loramie 5, Minster 4. Nathan Ratterman in relief on here for the Redskins. And he's on the mound facing Jared Hilsman, the left fielder, who climbs the ladder and swings and misses strike one. Hilsman, uniquely, Chuck, hit by pitches twice.
Yeah. He's a gamer.
Here's the windup and the pitch by Ratterman way outside. 1-1 count. It's going to boil down to relief pitching. Who can more effectively throw the last few innings? Fort Loramie staff or Minsters? Ratterman winding, pitching to Hillsman. That bounces, 2-1. And, of course, pitching depth will be further tested tomorrow against Cincinnati Christian by the winner here in Game 2. Here's the windup of Ratterman. The pitch, slow breaking ball, inside corner, yes. Even when the plate umpire, Chuck, does mechanically signal a strike, that right hand doesn't extend very far out from the body.
That gives you a little, the little handgun.
High and away, full count, 3-2. Big hitter to open the fifth frame for Minster. Hillsman trying to get aboard to start it. Full count. Ratterman stretching, pitching, foul to the screen. A good six pitch at bat for Hillsman.
Lemkuhl is now down in the bullpen for the Wildcats.
Is that right? My goodness. Hey, I referenced just a few minutes ago, 9 or 10 young men, maybe more, have thrown for Minster this year. Lemkuhl has thrown 12 innings, by the way. 3-2 pitch per Ratterman. Fouled up over the screen again. 7 pitch at bat for Hillsman to start the bottom of the fifth. Two hard-nosed, very scrappy, tenacious baseball teams who know how to work the count and continue to put the bat on the ball and force the pitcher to labor. Ratterman throwing.
Hit him
it
again.
Bounces, or did it hit Hillsman once more? It either bounced off the corner of home plate or plucked Hillsman in the left shoe. Do we technically give him hit by a pitch again?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it was ball four, but it looked like it hit him in the foot the way he pulled his foot back.
What's Bryant Billings say? Bryant, were you watching? Hit by pitch again?
He's the quarterback. He's used to being hit harder than that.
What's the record for hit by pitch in a regional semifinal? That's 3. That's got to tie the record anyway. Ball 1 to the next hitter.
Boy, he's not throwing the ball right now. He's trying to guide it across there.
Yep, kind of a shot put delivery from Ratterman at the moment. Jack Heitbrink at the plate. The hit batsman, Hillsman, at first. No one out. Heitbrink squares to bunt, taps it foul behind the plate. Interesting decision there. Not a bad move.
No, they would love to tie this thing up and then have 2 more innings to play.
The count, a ball, a strike on Heitbrink. Runner at first base in the person of Hillsman for Minster. Ratterman stretching. 1-1 pitch. Heitbrink to bunt again. It's over his head. No chance. 2-1. And there is no one throwing down the Fort Loramie side.
I think all their pitchers are probably field players.
Now, you look at the official stats for both teams. I'll get to that in a moment. Here's a curveball by Ratterman, low and away. It missed the strike zone. The plate umpire is asked to appeal, and he does appeal out to the second baseman, who signifies that Middendorf didn't bunt at the ball. So it's 3-1. Three and one, one out, none on. Ratterman to Heitbrink, who's no doubt swinging away here. And the pitch is a little high, ball 4. And now Minster, with 2 on and none out, is in the driver's seat here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Leading, or I should say trailing, 5-4. Yeah, very interestingly, Chuck, when you look at team stats, and these may not be thoroughly complete for the entire year, but Fort Loramie's numbers show 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pitchers, and Minster's got about 10.
Yeah, well.
Now, there may be a few others for Fort Loramie who've tossed some odds and ends innings here and there.
Right.
But Minster has 4, 5, 8 young men who have thrown at least seven innings on the season. Well, meeting at the mound for Fort Loramie, and another pitching change is in order.
Looks like it's going to be Billing.
C.J. Billing in from third. Is that right?
Number 18.
Yep, C.J. Billing in from third to pitch here for Fort Loramie. I'd heard a few days ago there was a chance that maybe Billing might start. I tell you what, he very well could have been the regional championship starter for Fort Loramie. And now he may have reached the end of the line in terms of pitches. Should he throw 30? He wouldn't be available tomorrow.
This is about the best scenario for Cincinnati Christian.
Yes.
To watch both teams have to go to their bullpen over and over again and get a lot of people involved that they were hoping they were going to be able to save for tomorrow.
Right. And the next best scenario would be extra innings, 10 or 11 of them.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, you make a good point, Chuck, because Cincinnati Christian, certainly under the radar, entering this regional, now has a legitimate opportunity based on the way Fort Loramie and Minster are exhausting pitchers in this game to perhaps win the regional championship. That certainly, if in terms of experience and talent, Cincinnati Christian was at a little bit of a weakness, perhaps that margin of difference has been narrowed down.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think that these scenario that we're seeing in this game allows them to probably feel pretty confident right now that they can play with either one of these teams.
Of course, keep in mind the Cincinnati Christian ace, Mitchell Smith, threw a complete game against Rushi earlier. Alex Johnson is the number two guy who hasn't quite thrown 25 innings on the year for Cincinnati Christian, but he would throw tomorrow. Well, C.J. Billing is officially on for Fort Loramie, 5-1 on the year, an ERA of 2. His one setback came to Rushi. And who do we have at third base now for Fort Loramie as the Redskins shuffle around the infield?
Well, we got a new catcher.
We do?
Yep. Messer's going to catch. I cannot move your arm, kid.
That's Carter Messer behind the plate.
Yep, and I can't. The third baseman is trying to make sure I can't see his number on his shirt.
Well, your eyes are better than mine.
And his number, it's Mike Hoing now is the third baseman.
It sure is. It's Mike Hoing at third.
I've had enough eye surgeries. I should be able to see like a bionic man.
Mike Hoing at third and Carter Messer behind the plate. So Carter Messer goes from left field to behind the plate. And I tell you what, Division IV high school baseball, you'd better be able to play three or four spots on the diamond.
Yeah, but you don't usually have the luxury of two good catchers.
No.
I haven't seen Carter catch yet, but he's such a good athlete. I'm sure he's pretty darn good.
Yeah. No question about that. Well, when we restart play, Minster's got two runners aboard, no one out. We're still only in the bottom of the fifth. And our score is Fort Loramie 5 and Minster 4. Fort Loramie got 5 runs and 5 hits in the second inning. Minster's rallied with 1 in the third, 3 in the fourth, threatening seriously here in the fifth. And here is C.J. Billing on to throw. Squaring to bunt is Austin Shinneberry, and he takes it wide for ball one. So Hillsman was hit by a pitch. Heitbrink walked. Is that what Heitbrink did, the second hitter?
Yes.
I failed to make a note. Yes. Heitbrink, a base on balls. Pitch to Shinneberry. Squares to bunt. Takes it low and away. Ball two. And this game, as I alluded a few minutes ago, Chuck, and you agreed, is going to be decided by who's got quality pitching depth down the stretch.
Well, he's got to quit worrying about the base runners and allow the shortstop to keep him close. He just needs to throw strikes. He hasn't come close.
Nope, and that one is way wide and low, and it's 3-0. Well, Fort Loramie is about to load him up with nobody out. I would expect Mike Wiss has got Chinaberry taking here. 2-on, 3-0, nobody out. Chinaberry trying to distract. He's faking the bunt at the plate and looks at the pitch, and it's in the left-hand batter's box for ball four. Who's going to be able to muster up enough pitching depth on this day? The bases are full for Minster. The Wildcats are down 5-4. We're in the bottom of the fifth, and the Minster crowd is whooping it up. And we've still got two more innings to play. So the walks continue to mount. Fort Loramie pitching has walked three and hit Hillsman three times. Adam Kanapke with the bases loaded. Outfield up a little snug. Infield in at the corners for a play at the plate. Here's the pitch to Kanapke. Fastball. It is outside. I was waiting for perhaps a delayed strike call.
Yeah, that was definitely outside. That was over the batter's box on the left-hand side.
Yep, it did miss. Here is the next pitch on the play to Kanapke. And it pops in and out of the glove of Mesher, rolls behind him into the left. Is it ruled a called strike? Scoreboard says so.
Which doesn't really make it right.
I'm bewildered.
Let me see if he gives a signal down here.
I never did see a strike call.
He didn't call. He got out of the way because the ball popped out.
I think it's 2-0. Scoreboard says 1-1.
I think it's 1-1. I think he called that a strike.
Think so?
Yeah.
I'm confused. Here's the pitch nonetheless. Billing throws to Kanapke, who pops it off the handle, foul on the screen. Now let's see if the scoreboard goes to 1-2 or 2-1. It goes to 1-2. I will concur with Chuck. One ball, two strikes, the count on Adam Kanapke. Bases full for Minster. Wildcats down 1-5-4, bottom of the fifth. C.J. Billing gets the signal from his catcher, Mesher. Fires to the plate, and it's a ground ball squibbed to the right side. It's going to score a run. He'll go for it. Flips on to second for a force. Just got him. But it's 5-5, and men are at the corners for Minster. Play goes from 4-6. Hilgefort to Rosengarten. Fort Loramie was at double play depth in the middle of the infield. Ball was not hit nearly hard enough to turn two.
It was a nice play just to get the force out at second base.
Yes. Only way Fort Loramie was going to get a force at the plate would have been a ball hit right to third, right to first, or back to the mound. Anything in the middle of the field was going to trigger an attempted double play turn. In the end, just a force out at second for Fort Loramie. Run scored. We're tied at 5, and Minster's got the go-ahead run 90 feet away.
A little confused about the alignment that time, because even a double play, they score a run and tie it.
Yeah.
But I'm a basketball coach. What do I know?
Well, you know, it's a roll of the dice. You bring the second baseman and shortstop way up, and then a routinely hit ground ball squirts through for a two-run single.
There are all kinds of bad things that can happen no matter what you choose to do.
Yeah. On the corners for Minster. Game tied at 5. And Austin, or I should say August Bainline, steps in. He looks at a pitch from C.J. Billing. It's way low and far off the plate outside. Carter Mesher saves a wild pitch and a Minster lead right there. Because that ball was ticketed for the backstop. On the corners for Minster, one out. Game tied at 5. Stretch by Billing. Pitch to Bainline. It's inside, missing the strike zone. Ball 2.
Wow.
2-0. Well, walks, errors, hit batsmen, timely hits, all aided Minster in its comeback against Convoy Crestview in the late innings in the district final. Here's a fastball. That's on the outside edge. Yep. Every bit of the corner. Strike one. Two balls and a strike. First and third. One out. Infield. Double play depth. Runner being held at first. Scoring to bunt. It's a squeeze. It's up the first baseline. Is it going to stay fair? If so, it's a run. It's foul.
Woo. Good job. Good job by the first baseman there, Mittendorf.
You wondered if Mike Wiss would put the squeeze on with August Bainline at the plate. He waited until a hitter's count. He got a good-looking 2-1 pitch.
Yeah, I think that was the safety squeeze. As soon as he put it on the ground, the guy on third was coming.
Was it a safety? Nonetheless, yep. It was going to produce a run for sure. 2-2 pitch. Low and away, ball three. 3-2. At that 2-2 pitch, needed to be the action pitch. Now it's 3-2. Hitter really has an advantage in this situation. Runner being held at first. Adam Kanapke down there at first. Here's the pitch to Bainline. Low and away, ball four, and Billing lost it. They're loaded. Very odd inning for Minster, Chuck. A run, three on, and not a hit.
they can't throw strikes.
Nope. And here comes Jeff Sanders, head coach of Fort Loramie, to the mound.
I think he has to make a change. Yeah. I mean, because he's not even close.
No.
Okay, he called Mittendorf in, so I got a feeling he's going back out to throw.
Yep. Sounds like it. Jared Mittendorf may hurl for the second time in this game for Fort Loramie. We are tied at 5, one out for Minster. Bottom of the fifth inning, bases are loaded. Mittendorf, who started the game for Fort Loramie, back on the hill. We are returning in a minute on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyers is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyers is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS Inc.com.
Well, we've got a brand new ball game, Chuck.
For right now, bases loaded, one out. It could be Minster's lead here, the way things are going.
Yep, the sacks are clogged. Bases loaded for Minster. One away, bottom of the fifth inning. Stepping in, Jacob Hoing. Bases loaded. Jared Mittendorf, the Fort Loramie starter, back on the hill. Lefty versus lefty, and it's a strike inside corner at the thighs. Good move by Jeff Sanders. Mittendorf's got a lot of experience in tight situations. He's been a proven starter over a couple years for Fort Loramie. Back on the mound here. Here's a high sweeping curveball, and it's above the zone. 1-1. Nowhere to put Hoing. Into the stretch is Mittendorf. Pitch to Hoing. It is a low curveball missing beneath the knees. You put on the squeeze here, Chuck. Base is loaded. You got to force it to plate. I don't think you do it.
No. I think you just want to put this in play any place but first and third.
2-1 pitch to Hoing. Swing, high foul, out of play to the left. Giving chase, Fort Loramie players. Catcher, third baseman, no chance. It is over the roof to the left, and the count is 2-2. And here is where Jaron Middendorf needs a K.
Yeah, the strikeout would be huge right here, that's for sure.
We are tied up at 5. Fort Loramie had opportunities in both the third and the fourth innings. Actually, Fort Loramie had chances in the third, fourth, and fifth innings. Got 6 hits in the 3 innings and left 7 on in the 3 innings. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Hoing. Middendorf winds, fires. He got him. Looked like a slider, maybe a cut fastball. That's a big out. And now Minster has him loaded with 2 gone. 5-5 tie.
Top of the order coming up here, too.
Jack Olberding, leadoff batter in the Minster lineup. 318 hitter, sophomore, rangy left-hand batter. Another lefty-lefty situation. Head coach Jeff Sanders trying to push the right buttons and bring Jared Middendorf, the starter, back on. He was successful in getting the K of Hoing. Olberding looked at ball one. The windup, the pitch. Oh, it pops out of the glove of the catcher. Mesher retrieves. Was that pitch in the strike zone? Well, now Middendorf's got to come true. And Olberding will be cutting. Center fielder Albers, a little to right center. Middendorf winds, fires. Swing and a high, hard one. And he is empty. He whiffed on it. Big pitch by Middendorf. 2 balls and a strike on Olberding for Minster. Bases loaded, 5-5 tie. 2 out. Bottom of the 5th, foul to the screen. And Middendorf is back even at 2-2. Good comeback by Middendorf. Third baseman for Fort Loramie, even with the bag. Wide of third. Shortstop favoring the middle. Here's the pitch on the plate to Olberding, and he swings, and it's a towering skyscraper to right. Fort Loramie's right fielder camping. Werman says, I've got it, and he does. Well, Minster tied it. That was it. Had a chance to do more damage. Couldn't get it done. Fort Loramie came out of the inning, even up at 5. Brand new game. We go to the 6th. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Okay, what's the best way to eat the basket meals at Frisch's Big Boy? With your hands? A fork? Chopsticks? Who cares? It's basket time, and we're throwing the rules out the window. Within reason, of course. Try spicy buffalo bites or popcorn shrimp, both with crinkle-cut fries. Or Frisch's fish and chips with tartar sauce. All served with a drink for just $6.99 each. Yeah, bring on the baskets. Limited time, only at participating Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
5 runs, 11 hits, 7 left on in the last 3 innings for Fort Loramie. 5 runs, 6 hits for Minster, which left 3 on in the last inning. A lot of LOBs piling up for both clubs.
Yeah, Loramie's got to get their offense going again because they got that 5 runs second, and then they've had a lot of hits, had a lot of base runners, can't get anybody to cross the plate.
Now, is this still Heitbrink on the mound for Minster?
Yes.
I tell you what, the musical chairs on the pitching mound have gotten me a little mixed up.
There's been a bunch of them.
Yeah. And more often than not, it's been a lefty hurling for these two teams.
That's a neat thing about high school baseball. Most of your pitchers are position players also, so if you take somebody out, you put him back in the game.
Yep. Here we go, top of the sixth. Dylan Albers, plateward for Fort Loramie. Here's the throw by Heitbrink. Yes, knee high, outside corner, a strike. Albers, 2 for 3. Ground ball double play, then a double and a single. Here's the pitch to Albers. Big sweeping curveball low and away. A ball, a strike. We are tied at 5. We're in the 6th. Here's the windup and the pitch by Heitbrink. That pitch is on the ground, a curveball, 2-1. How many pitching changes, Chuck, have we had in this game? About 7?
Sure. Sounds good.
Pitch again. That's on the ground, low. Heitbrink hasn't missed by much, but he's been downstairs.
Well, Minster's thrown 3, and Loramie has thrown 3, and then back to the original.
Middendorf twice. 3-1 pitch, a knee-high bullet on the inside corner, 3-2. Lefty against lefty, quick working, Heitbrink to the plate. Albers, high chopping ball to Lemkuhl at second. He retreats and then fires to Bainline high. He reaches up and spears it for the out. Lemkuhl to Bainline, or Bainline, I should say. One away for Fort Loramie in the top of the 6th. Game is tied at 5. C.J. Billing steps in. Safe on an error. That Nubber hit back to the mound, not ruled a hit. It was called an error on the pitcher of Minster. Billing also with a single and a walk in this game. And would you believe, as I talk about pitching changes and the numerous ones we've had in this game, upcoming another one. Minster wheeling and dealing. Heitbrink is off the mound. We have one out for Fort Loramie, top of the 6th inning, game tied at 5. Gives us a chance to run down our underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Our anchors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A. Also, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Here in the last couple innings, you've heard from Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Thank you, the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. And in Rushi, a shout-out to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your ideas come to life. Well, what happened here, Chuck? Another pitching change?
Well, we got Lemkuhl in the game now.
Yeah. Is that Lemkuhl throwing?
Yes, number 3.
Alex Lemkuhl, who threw 12 innings during the regular season and gave up 6 earned runs, ERA of 3.5. On the mound now for Minster, 1 retired in the top of the 6th inning. Fort Loramie has 1 out. And stepping in at the plate now for the Redskins, after Dylan Albers was retired, is C.J. Billing. And he looks at a strike and a ball. Fort Loramie led 5-0 in the middle of the 2nd. Minster has come back with runs in 3 separate innings. A run in the 3rd, 3 in the 4th, 1 in the 5th. Had a chance to go ahead in the 5th. Could not convert with the bases loaded and 1 out. The count 1-2 Lemkuhl against Billing. Curveball way low and outside.
Austin Brown is now heading down to the bullpen. He was the starter for Minster. They got like 10 other guys going down there. Ethan Lemkuhl.
Here's the 2-2 pitch to Billing. Check swing, line fly, short right, going to fall. Base hit. Nice job of hitting Billing, who reached up and swatted at a high outside pitch. And he nudged it into right field. The Minster right fielder came over toward the line. Jacob Hoing scooped it up on a hop. And Fort Loramie's got 12 hits in this game.
They've hit him 12-6.
Yeah. Yeah, the PA announcer just said number 22, Jared Hilsman, is in to pinch run for Fort Loramie. He's got the teams mixed up.
That doesn't seem like it would be smart because he'd probably get himself thrown out on purpose. It's Ben Barhorst.
Yeah. Speedy Ben Barhorst to run. And let's see if head coach Jeff Sanders of Fort Loramie has got something on here. Jared Middendorf to hit. Barhorst a short lead. The right-hander Lemkuhl throws, low inside corner, it's a strike. We got double barrel action in the Minster bullpen. Here is the one strike pitch to the plate. High fastball, Middendorf couldn't catch up to it. Nice job of throwing there by Lemkuhl. He made Middendorf climb the ladder. Lemkuhl had some hop on that pitch. Middendorf, rangy left-hand batter, swings. Ground ball right side. Does it snake through the infield? Yes. Base hit right field, Middendorf. Hit number 13 for Fort Loramie. And the runner at first, C.J. Billing, or I should say the pinch runner at first, Barhorst, went to second and stopped.
They've seen that cannon in right field. They were not going to test that arm.
No, not a chance. Two on, one out for Fort Loramie, top of the sixth. The Redskins try to battle back and take the lead. Chuck, this is the fourth straight inning. Fort Loramie has gotten two on or three on. And in the three previous frames, didn't score.
Yeah, they need to get one here.
Here is Nathan Ratterman. And Ratterman takes a pitch on the inside edge for a strike. Ratterman has walked, bounced to second, skied to right. 13 hits for Fort Loramie. And at least about nine men left on. Here's a big loopy curveball by Lemkuhl. And it's either a little high or a little outside. The ball a strike, one and one. Two on for Fort Loramie. One out. Top of the sixth. Game tied at five. Here's the big pitch to the plate. Ratterman swings, goffs a drive to center. The center fielder for Minster is camping under it. Jack Olberding makes the routine play about 275 feet from home plate. Runners can't move up. Batter retired. Runners stay right there, first and second. Two outs. Fort Loramie in jeopardy of stranding their ninth runners in four innings. Eli Rosengarten, 0 for 3, is hit into a force, is flied to left, grounded to second. Rosengarten looks at a strike right down the pipe. 0-1 on him. Lemkuhl to the rescue for Minster here in this inning. Just as Middendorf came back on the diamond for Fort Loramie in the last frame and got the job done. Lemkuhl throwing. Rosengarten takes up and in under the bill of the helmet. A ball, a strike. Two out for the Redskins, two on here in the sixth. We are even up at five, and as Chuck has noted a few times, the development of this game, the shape it's taken, all in the best interest of Cincinnati Christian, as the Cougars will face a battle-weary club tomorrow whichever team it might be, that has seen its pitching depth burned up in this regional semifinal. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Rosengarten. High and away, ball three. Minster in jeopardy of loading the bases here for Mike Hoing. No activity in either bullpen at the moment. 3-1 pitch to Rosengarten. High fastball cut on and missed. He had a rip. Couldn't reach it.
I think he just swung at ball four.
He sure did. And if you're Lem Cool, you come right back with a heater. You don't get cute.
I don't think so either.
No. Two on, two out. The pitch to Rosengarten. And a high fastball is skied and foul ground between home and third. The Minster third baseman tucks it away. Inning over for Fort Loramie. The Redskins have stranded 9 in the last 4 frames and not scored. We go to the bottom of the 6th. Minster 5, Fort Loramie 5 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
Well, here we go, Chuck. Bottom of the 6th. What a game it's turned out to be. Who would have thought at 5-0 Fort Loramie, middle of the 2nd, we'd be looking at 5-5, bottom of the 6th. Minster with the momentum, it would have seemed, although Fort Loramie snuffed out the Wildcats in the bottom of the 5th. Bases full, one out. Minster didn't score, had scored one, had a chance to go ahead with the bases full and one out, didn't get it done. And then Fort Loramie, for the 4th straight inning, puts at least 2 runners on, left them loaded in the 5th, or I should say in the 4th, but in the 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th innings, the LOBs for Fort Loramie mounted and totaled 9. Left 2 on in 3 innings, bases full in 1 inning. And Fort Loramie's got 13 hits in this game. 13. Minster 6. And Middendorf is behind, 2-0 on Schmiesing as we start play here in the bottom of the 6th inning. And there's a strike at the knees, 2-1. Outfield deep and left and center for Schmiesing. Here's the windup of the pitch. It's below the knees, ball 3. 3-1. Well, you have to wonder, Chuck, if Fort Loramie's got anyone left after Middendorf.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I honestly.
Uh-oh, there's a pitch that missed. Middendorf wanted it. The catcher, Carter Mesher, wanted it. It's ruled just a mite high. And Schmiesing's on. That's the go-ahead run. And now the wheels turn. Head coach Mike Wiss is now signaling to his batter who stepped out of the box and has wandered about 30 feet toward him. And something's on right here, I guarantee you. A walk to Schmiesing, and now Alex Lemkuhl steps in. Very good hitter. Middendorf pitches to first, runner back. Well, you'd think Lemkuhl would be putting it down.
Yeah, you would think so. He needs to bunt it down the first baseline now.
He's one of the 2 best hitters in the club, but with that go-ahead run at first, you got to move him. Lemkuhl wanted to bunt, took a pitch way upstairs. One ball, no strikes on Lemkuhl. He has flown out to center twice, been retired three times. He's due. Schmiesing had just batted two for three, including the walk. Another very high pitch. Lemkuhl in the driver's seat, 2-0. At 2-0, do you take the bunt off? You'll get a good pitch to hit. Maybe you get a good pitch to bunt, too.
I think you take it. I think you take this, unless it's right down the middle.
Runner at first gets a lead. Jared Middendorf pitches way inside and low. 3-0 on Lemkuhl. Yep, how many times, Chuck, in the last two or three frames have we said this game's going to boil down to who has got better quality left in terms of pitching depth? Squaring to bunt is Lemkuhl. It takes ball four.
So you worry so much about the bunt that you take the bunt away by walking him.
Exactly. Good point. None of those close. Now Jared Hillsman steps in. I think he's bunting for sure.
No, I'd just get hit if I was him.
Jared Hillsman's been hit the pitches three times in this game. And the walks and hit batsmen by Fort Loramie pitchers have really been a factor in this contest. Two on, nobody out. Go ahead, run at second. Pitch to Hillsman. It's high and away. Ball one. Middendorf can't find the zone. Yep, after a speedy first inning, that's what got Middendorf in trouble in the second and third. And here comes head coach Jeff Sanders. And about the time, Chuck, I say, is there anyone left after Middendorf?
We're about to find out. They're bringing in the left fielder.
Yep. Sanders signals to the outfield. Pitching change upcoming. We'll deliberate and take a break.
Trying to see who it is.
We are in the bottom of the sixth. Game tied at five. And two are on. Nobody out for Minster. Five all game on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Ratterman, a lefty, and that's all we've been saying all game long, lefty versus lefty, it seems like. We've seen left-handers aplenty throw in this game, and in this contest, they have not been very effective. Daniel Kearns was not on his game for Rushi. He, too, a lefty. Been a tough day for left-handed pitchers. Middendorf got off to a good start first inning, then he tailed off. Austin Brown for Minster was drilled hard by Fort Loramie, gave up five runs in that second inning. And after two walks, Minster is in pretty good position here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Jared Hillsman to bat. Two runners aboard, nobody out. And Minster needs a run to take the lead. I'd like to remind our listeners all about our regional championship game tomorrow at 5, webcast time 4:45. This game in sharp contrast to Cincinnati Christian's winning performance on the mound in game one today. Mitchell Smith went the distance, seven innings, under 90 pitches, as Cincinnati Christian defeated Rushi easily 6-1. But pitching in this other regional semifinal has been a work in progress. The strikes have been few and far between. Here's Hillsman to the plate now against Nathan Ratterman back on the mound for Fort Loramie. And Hillsman fakes the bunt, pulls the bat back, and it's a strike. Thigh high, right down the middle. Two on, nobody out for Minster here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Schmeising at second, Lemkuhl at first. Each walked in the stretch. Ratterman pitching. There's a bunt out in front of the plate toward the mound. A good fielding job by Ratterman. He's got a force in front of him. Out at third base.
That was a nice job. I mean, a lot of talk out there because that was not a very good bunt. The last place you want to bunt the ball is back to the pitcher.
Exactly. Somehow, some way, you want to make the left side of the diamond rotate for Fort Loramie and force the third baseman to have to go get the ball. And that didn't happen.
No, that was misplayed right there.
So Hillsman's bunt winds up in a force at third base. And Jack Hyde, third base, steps in. And Jack Hyde, and the first pitch to him is strike one.
Bunting is a lot harder than you think it is.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like you just stick the bat out there and bunt it someplace.
Yeah, getting the bat on the ball is one thing. Location is something else.
Deading the ball, bringing your hands back.
Very good point. Here is Ratterman winding, pitching. Heitbrink takes low and away. Heitbrink has walked. Safe on a fielder's choice. Ground ball second to short and struck out. Go-ahead run, potential winning run at second. Pitch to Heitbrink from Ratterman. Heitbrink turns and yanks a foul grounder past the first base coach. And Ratterman's out ahead, 1-2. Tell you what, Chuck, despite the jams pitchers have put themselves in, the pitchers today have done a pretty good job managing to get out of some of these hot spots.
Right.
Ratterman trying right now to do just that. We are tied at five. We're in the bottom of the sixth. Minster's got runners at first and second, one out. 1-2 on Heitbrink. Ratterman pitching for the second time in this game. He's in a stretch, comes plateward. It's a looping curveball, tap foul, right to the Wildcats first base coach. That's a good pitch by Ratterman. Had Heitmark way out front. Outfield deep, around to the right for Heitmark. Heitmark out of the box, now back in. Left-hand batter, left-hand pitcher. Ratterman winds, throws, and that pitch is spoiled, out of play to the left. Good piece of hitting by Heitmark. Ball appeared to be above the waist on the outside corner. And he simply struck it foul beyond the fence over third. 1-2 count on the hitter, Heitbrink. Runners at first and second, they take their leads. A hold of the runner at second, the pitch to Heitbrink, and he spoils another one. 1-2 still. Ratterman throwing strikes. And Heitbrink is continuing to spray fouls off the bat. Heitbrink back in the box, wiggles the bat back and forth. Into the stretch is Ratterman. Takes a peek at his runners. 1-2 throw coming plateward. It's a looping curveball, low and away. Heitbrink started to pull the trigger. Watch the ball hit the ground. We have an appeal. The catcher, Mesher, tells the plate umpire to look at the second base ump, who gives the safe call. No swing. It was close, no doubt about it. 2-2 count. Runners at first and second. One down. Ratterman stretching. Let's see if he comes back with a curve. No, it's a fastball, and Heitbrink swings, spanks it in the air to left. Should be a routine catch, and it is. Yep, no harm done there. Good pitching job by Ratterman. Heitbrink, to protect himself, had to swing at some corner pitches and didn't get a good cut at it. Flies to left. And now Minster, in this inning, is down to one out. Two away, two on. Fort Loramie trying to wriggle off the hook with a 5-5 tie after six. Ratterman throwing, swing and a miss, strike one. Heitbrink skies to left, Austin Shinneberry in at the plate, the Minster catcher. Outfield up snug, might be tough for a base hit to score him. Shinneberry swings at the off-speed, foul to the screen. 0-2, Ratterman in front. Nice comeback here by Ratterman. After two walks to start the frame, which are the responsibility of Jaron Middendorf, Nathan Ratterman has done a superb job getting a force out on a sacrifice bunt attempt, a fly out to left, and is now ahead in the count, 0-2 on Shinneberry. Ratterman can waste one here. He's stretching, throwing to the plate. It's on the outside corner, or is it? Oh, Fort Loramie infield was leaving the diamond. They thought it was strike three. It certainly looked good from the press box. The umpire shrugged his shoulders and said ball one. Wow. That was too close to take. Minster may have gotten a break there. 1-2 pitch by Ratterman. That's a low outside curveball, a swing and a miss. With two out, you got to throw to first to retire him, and the Redskins do just that. Inning over. We go to the seventh, maybe a deciding frame, perhaps not. We might eventually go extras. 5-5 on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
We are back. We welcome you to Carlton Davidson Stadium in Springfield. Minster Wildcats 5, Fort Loramie Redskins 5. 13 hits for Fort Loramie. Minster has benefited from walks and hit batsmen. Both clubs in double digits in terms of left on bases in this game. Only a grand total of six hits for Minster. They parlayed those into five runs over a three-inning stretch. And we start the sixth inning. Or I should say we start the seventh inning. And Chuck, refresh me. Who do we have on the mound for these two teams?
Well, let's see who that is. That looks like...
Lem Cool still?
I can't see his number.
I think it's still Lem Cool for Minster. He winds and fires to start the top of the seventh, and it's a strike at the knees. Mike Hoying starts it. He's gotten two hits in this game for Fort Loramie. Pitch to Mike is down below the knees, 1-1. Well, the trees in the outfield now starting to generate some long shadows over left center and center. Strike two. 1-2, that was a called strike. 1-2 on Hoying. Leadoff hitter, top of the seventh for Fort Loramie. Here's a big bending curveball. It's popped in the air along the first base line, hits and spins foul. Boy, Lem Cool threw a looper on that pitch. That was a lazy curveball. 1-2 count here on Hoying. Redskins have gotten enough hits to produce far more than five runs. They've seriously threatened ever since the third, but haven't managed to plate one home. Thus, we're tied at five. Minster clawed back with runs in the third, fourth, and fifth. Here's a little pop fly similar to the one before. Right of the plate, foul. 2-2, the count on Hoing. Chuck, you hope a hard base hit or two decide this game.
Absolutely.
And it's not something fluky.
Right.
Two walks, a bad throw. You don't want that to happen.
You got two teams that have battled. You got two teams that want this more than anything.
Here's the 2-2 pitch to Hoing. Swing and a miss. Lemkuhl punched it right by him. Boy, he zipped that fastball. Well done by Lemkuhl of Minster. One out for Fort Loramie. Top of the seventh inning. Here is Devin Werman. I hope I mistakenly didn't call him Drew earlier in the game.
You did not.
I did not.
No.
Drew was such a fine athlete for Fort Loramie when he played as well. Here is the pitch to Devin Werman, and it's a strike at the waist. Lemkuhl ahead on Werman, outfield straight away. The pitch to Devin, loopy curveball, ripped into center on two bounces to the Minster center fielder. That ball was hammered right to Jack Olberding. Base hit Fort Loramie. And that's hit number 14 for the Redskins.
Yeah, if they end up losing this thing, they're going to really have some tough sleep tonight thinking about what could have been.
Shane Hilgeford steps in. Three hits for Devin Werman. What a game. Double, two singles. Two hits for Hilgeford. A pair of singles. Werman short lead. Lemkuhl starts to go to the stretch. And then Hilgeford steps out. Werman with good speed. Right-hand pitcher on the mound. Certainly not the move of a lefty like a Heitbrink or a Brown. And the third baseman for Minster comes racing in on the pitch of the plate to try to perhaps shake up the hitter who might be thinking about bunting. And then it's Minster which uncorks a wild pitch. Wow. And now Fort Loramie's got a runner sitting out at second with the score at five. Down at second is Werman. Hilgeford ahead in the count, 1-0. Here is Lemkuhl stretching outside target by the catcher, Shinneberry. And Lemkuhl steps off. Hilgeford steps out.
There's a lot of hearts racing in the stands. The calmest people probably hear are the kids on the field.
Here's the windup, the pitch. Swung on by Hilgeford. Lifted to medium left center field. Oh, and the center fielder, Olberding, overran the ball. It dropped in safely. The runner on second is safe at third. Quick throw to second, not in time. Hilgeford beats it. It winds up being a pop fly double.
Wow.
Somehow, some way, miscommunication. Don't think it was lost in the sun.
No, I don't think so either. I think that was the left fielder's ball all the way. And somehow they didn't communicate, and I think the left fielder pulled off at the last second.
Yeah.
And the ball hit the ground.
My goodness. Well, it goes down as hit number 15 for Fort Loramie. A double for Hilgeford. Runners at second and third. And Carter Mesher is up.
20 years from now, Hilgeford will be talking about the ringing double he hit in the regional semi.
How about this, Chuck? The end of the order for Fort Loramie. Three hits for Devin Werman. Three hits for Shane Hilgeford.
Yeah, well, that's how you win baseball games.
Yeah. And then in the seventh spot, Mike Hoing's got two hits. Eight hits produced by the bottom of the order for Fort Loramie. Runners at second and third. One out for Fort Loramie. Carter Mesher, a good contact man at the plate. Infield way in for Minster. And Mesher swings. Hits a looper down the left field line. It's a dunker that falls in for a base hit. He'll go forward at second, cannot move up, but the runner on third trots home easily, and Fort Loramie has produced a one-run lead.
Well, that was not a ringing single either, but I'll tell you what, they'll take it.
Nice job of hitting, but Carter Mesher, ball in his hands, and he dropped it where nobody was playing. About 10 or 12 feet fair along the left field line, probably no more than 130 feet from home plate.
Yeah, that's why they could not get down to third base from second.
Right. It was a very short single. Hilgefort remained at second. Carter Mesher at first. Wheels are turning. Minster conferencing. Here comes Mike Wist to the mound. And Fort Loramie gathers at the third base bag. Redskins are up 1-6-5. And by my calculation, Chuck, Fort Loramie has got 6 runs on 16 hits in this game. Incredible.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you would think, quite honestly, they'd probably have a 7 or 8 run lead at this point.
Fort Loramie, according to my numbers, has out-hit Minster by 10. By
right.
10?
I know.
Inconceivable. That could be the case, but it is. We're in the top of the seventh inning. It is now 6-5 in favor of Fort Loramie, which gets a looping single along the left field line off the bat of Carter Mesher to generate a one-run lead. It was Devin Werman who trotted home. Good base running by Shane Hilgefort at second. Because of the shallowness of the single, Hilgefort would have taken a risk had he tried to advance to third. He stayed parked right at second.
And yeah, they were not going to move up to third on that one.
No.
It wasn't deep enough.
Carter Mesher's at first. First and second for Fort Loramie. One out in the top of the seventh. And solid hitting Dylan Albers has got two base knocks at the plate.
Jeez.
And he rips another one. A line drive between first and second into right field. We may have a play at the plate. The throw not in time.
And that was Joel Kaiser running for Hilgefort from second base. That was a nice job of coaching, putting in someone with more speed there, because I don't think Hilgefort would have scored on that one.
You're right, Chuck. Well done by head coach Jeff Sanders. It was Kaiser who sprinted home just under the tag of Shinnebury. Ball was cut off near the mound, and the relay was there in time. It was a bit high. Kaiser got down. As a result, the tag was a bit late. The slide was there a split second sooner. And it's 7-5, big insurance run for Fort Loramie, which has another add-on available at third base, up but two. Here's a fake bunt and a steal of second. What a game for Dylan Albers.
Minster's probably thinking, well, if they can get about five more on us, that's right, we got them right where we want them.
That's what Convoy Crestview did to Fort Loramie. Crestview thought they had
Minster, yeah.
Did to Minster. Crestview thought they had Minster put away in the district championship game with a big seventh inning explosion to go from 7-4 down to 13-7 up. And then Minster scored
seven
or eight to win it.
Yep.
It's a two-strike count on the Fort Loramie hitter who looks at a pitch high for ball one.
Is there an out?
There is one out.
Okay.
The inning began with Mike Hoing striking out.
Okay.
Four hits later at 7-5. Fort Loramie, runners at second and third. Here's the pitch to C.J. Billing. Spanked to third. Adam Kanapke in one knee makes a dandy play. Shoots the ball to first out. Runners have got a hold.
That was a nice play by Kanapke.
Oh,
Kanapke. Nice play.
He saved two more runs.
Yeah, he did.
That ball gets under his glove in the hole between third and short. A pair more skip homeward, and it's 9-5. But the defensive stop by Minster makes it two away. Score remains 7-5. And we have Mason Kemper coming into the game for in the pitching spot that had been occupied by Jared Middendorf. Kemper, a rangy wide receiver on the football team, sometimes used pitcher on Coach Sanders' staff, looks at one low for a ball. Boy, the scoring totals in this game.
Yeah. That.
Seven runs, 17 hits. Here's a pitch low and away for a ball, 2-0. You get 17 hits in high school baseball with a few walks, maybe an error or two. Usually you score
double figures.
Oh, yeah, 10, 11 runs.
Yeah. Well, if they end up holding Minster to 5 or 6, they'll take their 7.
Exactly. Here's the pitch to Kemper. It is a knee-high strike. Lemkuhl threw it right down the middle, just above the knees. 2 balls and a strike on Kemper. Runners at 2nd and 3rd for Fort Loramie. 2 away, top of the 7th. 7-5 Redskins, who've rallied to go in front by a pair here in inning number 7. Here is Lemkuhl stretching, throwing. Kemper, it's a hard ground ball to 2nd. Gobbled up by the 2nd baseman. Throw to 1st for the out. Well, Minster fans on their feet. Wildcat players out of the dugout. Can Minster pull out a 2nd straight game here in the tourney with a big rally in the bottom of the 7th? Redskins up 2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
Well, it has been a long game, nearly 3 hours, and we're not in extras. We're still within 7, heading to the bottom of the 7th. You'd think a game this lengthy, Chuck, would have produced 20-some runs by now, but
it's produced 23 hits.
Yes, it has.
Yeah. And a whole bunch of walks.
It is 7-5 Fort Loramie. We go to the bottom of the 7th inning. Nathan Ratterman on the mound for his 2nd stint. Jared Middendorf threw 2 stints earlier for Fort Loramie. Both head coaches, Mike Wiss of Minster, Jeff Sanders of Fort Loramie, have had to dip deep into the pitching departments. And all that bodes well for Cincinnati Christian tomorrow, which gets the winner of this game at 5 o'clock.
Do you know who the home team is tomorrow?
I can check real quickly. That's a good question. Top team on the bracket.
You would assume that would be Cincinnati Christian then.
Top team on the bracket, no. It's going to be Minster.
Okay.
The Minster-Fort Loramie winner.
Okay.
Minster-Fort Loramie winner is home tomorrow. They would be on the top line of the regional championship bracket. The Rushi-Cincinnati Christian game was at the bottom. So, first pitch, bottom of the 7th inning, fouled off behind home plate. No balls and a strike, nothing and 1. Adam Kanapke made the real good play there in the 7th for Minster's defense is hitting. August Bainline on deck. Here's the pitch by Ratterman to Kanapke, high, a ball, a strike, 1-1. Well, if you are a pitcher, and of course Nathan Ratterman is in that spot right now, you want to make the opposition earn at-bats. I know fatigue has got to be setting in. The pitching arms must be wilting. But somehow, some way, you've got to dig deep, throw strikes. and make the hitters put the ball in play. No free passes if possible. It is a two-ball, one-strike count on Konapke, who signals to the plate umpire he wants to step out, and he does. We are in the bottom of the seventh. It is 7-5 Fort Loramie, which came back for two in the top of the inning to take the lead. There's a very wide pitch off the zone in the left-hand batter's box. Clearly ball three. 3-1. And you can bet the hitter here for Minster is going to make sure this one's over the white. And it is. Ratterman threw a bullet right down the pike.
Oh, you just throw another one there. I mean, if he hits it, he hits it. But you can't walk him.
No. 3-2 count. Ratterman stretching. Lefty versus righty. It's an outside fastball. Swung on and missed. Konapke went for a bad one. It was a good foot and a half off the plate.
It was definitely wide. But I'll tell you what, as a hitter, You just can't tell. And this umpire, who I don't think's done a bad job, but he's not been incredibly consistent on the outside corner for sure.
Well, what this is all about right now, Chuck, is pressure.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so much of it.
Like I said, again, the coaches and the fans are feeling more pressure than the kids are, I promise you.
At one out for Minster now in the bottom of the seventh inning, Bainline, who's DH'd and has been at first, is still in the lineup in that number eight spot in the Minster order after the strikeout by Konapke, the first out for the Wildcats here in the bottom of the seventh with Fort Loramie leading 7-5. And Ratterman is finding the target now. There's a breaker in and over just below the waist inside corner.
Well, if you think Minster has decided this one's over, they got Rettgerman down there warming up in the bullpen.
Wow.
They think there's going to be another inning for sure.
Here's a loopy curveball missing outside by Ratterman, 1-1. One ball, one strike, 1-1. Can Lightning strike twice for Minster in the seventh inning, two straight games? Be Convoy Crestview with a miraculous comeback, 14-13, trying to do it again here against Fort Loramie. That pitch is off the plate inside, 2-1. Minster's first two tourney victories were fairly comfortable, 4-1 and 5-1 over Marion Local, then the upset against St. Henry. Here's the stretch. Pitch to the plate to Bainline from Ratterman. It's on the ground, 3-1.
But right field has got to be one tough position to play right now with that sun.
It's
low, and it's right in his eyes.
Yep. And will be probably the rest of this game. The whole right one-third of the diamond will be in the sun till the finish. Here's a slow curveball. High chopping ball to third. It's ruled fair. Great fielding job of Fort Loramie. Throw to first in time, but it's bobbled. And the Minster runner, Bainline, is safe.
Wow.
Ooh, real tough chance for Fort Loramie. Throw and a bounce beat him, Chuck.
For the play he had to make at third, that was a good one-hop throw over there.
Yep.
Probably should have been grabbed.
Fort Loramie just couldn't tuck it away on the receiving end at first base. It was being mishandled as Bainline's foot hit the bag, and that's the right safe call.
Yeah, he never did get total grip on it.
Nope. And now Minster has got the tying run at the plate. Here's Jacob Hoing. Ratterman, lefty versus lefty. Strike outside corner. Top of the order to follow for Minster. Olberding and Schmiesing waiting.
I'm a little confused why the third baseman's coming in. They're not going to bunt here.
No.
They need two runs.
And the hitter, Jacob Hoing, nearly twisted his body right into that inside pitch. It missed him. It was a ball off the plate, 1-1 count. Third baseman for Fort Loramie is up snug. Pitch again, fouled off the hands, 1-2.
Huh.
Tell you what, Chuck, right now home plate is in the depth of shadow,
yep.
Pitching mound sunlight, maybe giving the hitters a little consternation at the moment.
That's Marty Brenneman time. He talks about it all the time. I don't think it's the shadows that make the Reds not hit, though.
But even though these pitching arms are probably worn down by now, pitchers have got a little bit of an advantage because it's tough on the hitter. Judging depth and speed, seeing that ball coming out of the light into the darkness. There's a shadow line, about 35, 40 feet out in front of home plate toward the mound. Here's a slow curveball, trickle foul to the right, and Ratterman is ahead in the count, 1-2. 1-2 on Jacob Hoying. He's got a hit and a walk. Bainline at first with his second hit and a walk in this game. Tying run at the plate. 1-2 pitch coming. Outside and high, 2-2. Looked like Ratterman wanted to see if Hoying would go fishing.
Yeah.
Bainline, not much of a lead at first. Stretching is Ratterman. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Hoying. Way outside and low, almost got away from Mesher. Oh, boy. You put on base Hoying, you set the table for Minster's top of the order.
Yeah, you don't want to face Smeezing again with the game on the line.
Into the stretch, Ratterman, 3-2 on the way. Here it comes. Swing and a miss, a curveball. It got him. Going down, swinging was Hoying. Boy, Ratterman made a heck of a throw to the plate.
This is tough. I mean, it's tough on the hitter. It's tough on the pitcher.
Good breaking ball by Ratterman. I don't think that was heat.
It was a curveball.
Yeah, it snapped down, and Hoying went over the top. What a 3-2 pitch. Boy, Ratterman has been a godsend here for Fort Loramie late in this game. His second pitching stint, and it's been the better one for him, clearly. And now the leadoff batter in the Minster order of nine, Jack Oldberding, sets in. He anchors the feet in the box and takes a strike. Oldberding is one of four, has a single, two fly balls to right. 7-5 Fort Loramie, two out Minster, bottom of the seventh inning, tying run at the plate. One strike pitch to Oldberding, low and away.
Nice job by Mesher.
Ratterman continuing to tantalize these Minster hitters with these slow breaking curveballs that are down in the strike zone. Fort Loramie one out away from a regional championship berth tomorrow at 5. Against Cincinnati Christian. Here's the stretch. Here's the pitch. Oberding looks at it low and away. 2-1. Two balls, one strike, 2-1 on Oberding. Schmeezing on deck. Oberding is the tying run. Short lead by Bainline at first. Pitch by Ratterman. Oberding swings. Hits a chopping foul to the right at the end of the Minster dugout.
I'm nervous, and I'm not even playing.
Exactly.
I have no rooting interest in this. I love both these teams.
Yeah, I'm hopping around here in press row doing the play-by-play. Tough for me to keep still. Chuck's doing the herky-jerky dance as well.
That's just because my knee hurts.
Here's the 2-2 pitch, and stepping out is Oberding. Pressure mounts. Plate umpire even takes his cap off.
Yep.
Pulls his mask away. Takes a deep sigh. Plate umpire back in position. Oberding in the box. Ratterman stretching. 2-2 pitch. Two out. Game on the line. It is high and away. Ball three. Ratterman continues to go deep in the cap.
Well, you'll have the runner moving now with the pitch.
Yep.
So it kind of takes the force away at second, so your play is going to be at first if it's on the ground.
Ratterman stretching, 3-2 pitch on the way to Oberding. It is a curveball. It is ruled. Strike three called. Oberding is out. Delayed call by the umpire. The catcher, Carter Mesher, was jumping up and down.
He heard him call the strike.
He heard strike three. The plate ump signal was late. We didn't know. It was a curveball at the knees on the outside third of the plate. And Fort Loramie has turned aside Minster 7-5 in this regional semifinal.
That was one heck of a baseball game, Mr. Kramer.
The totals, 7 runs, 17 hits, 1 error for Fort Loramie. 5 runs, 6 hits, 1 error for Minster. Chuck, we'll wrap it up right now. We'll say so long to our fans.
Good choice.
We're back tomorrow at 4:45, regional championship. It will be a well-spent Fort Loramie pitching staff against Cincinnati Christian, which threw its ace, and he went the distance today. It'll be a fresh number 2 man for Cincy Christian against whoever head coach Jeff Sanders says can get the ball to home plate.
I think it's going to be by committee again tomorrow for Fort Loramie. I don't think they're going to have anybody go out there and throw a complete game.
No, Redskins will have to bring the bats and hit. That is for sure. What a game. The rubber match of the three this year between Fort Loramie and Minster goes to the Redskins, who out-hit Minster 17-6 and score 2 in the top of the 7th to win it 7-5. Fort Loramie's hitters at the bottom of the lineup, 7, 8, and 9, got the job done. 2 hits for Mike Hoying, 3 hits for Devin Worman, and 3 hits for Shane Hilgefort. Cincinnati Christian beats Rushi 6-1. Fort Loramie beats Minster 7-5. We've got the regional championship tomorrow at 4:45 at stake, a berth in the state semifinal, which would be next Thursday morning at 10 from Huntington Park. For Chuck McBee, Jack Kramer saying good evening from Springfield. The Redskins beat the Wildcats 7-5 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.